Oh, I came up with a better ending for my comedy sketch.
Oh.
With the guy on the couch watching Friendship is Magic, and then the other guy comes in.
Yes.
And he's like, what the hell are you doing? He's like, I'm watching Friendship is Magic. It's awesome. You should come watch. And the guy comes and watches, and you do like a little, little time is passing kind of thing.
How much time takes
And then the other guy's like, and then the other guy, the guy who's come in and is watching, is like, this is stupid. You're stupid. I'm leaving. And he storms out. And then the guy on the couch is like, pulls out his My Little Pony doll. And he's like, well, just you and me now, Pinkie Pie.
Yeah,
and then you cut to a bunch of scenes of them doing really girly stuff, like having a little tea party and what all, to the tune of Always by Erasure. And you end with that, with them sort of like running through like a field or in a, like a wooded area or something. And he's like, ah, da, 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 da.
Always, or is it that Arcade Fire song? That
no,
through the woods too.
No, it's just Always. It's more like a park. It's more like a park.
60
probably.
Seconds. I got a clock.
All right, 60 seconds.
Okay. Anyway, and then all of a sudden the music. All of a sudden he's like going, and then you see the other dude come into the shot, also holding a pony, probably Fluttershy because it's funnier that way. And the music grinds to a halt. They look at each other. And then they both sort of shrug, and the music starts back up again from the beginning of the chorus, and they start doing girly things together with their ponies.
It sounds like you're actually making a commercial for
My Little Pony Toys.
No, yes. It's the punchline, is that the guy who didn't like it actually did like it, and he likes Fluttershy of all people.
The best,
which is
best
the stupidest
way,
choice ever.
The best way to, in order for that to make sense, when that happens, when the record scratch and then they both start doing girly things together, at that point, you should just start flashing the word punchline on the screen.
You're out of my sketch comedy troupe, Bean.
I'll have to go form my own.
I gotta use my immediate interrupt and get this party started. But before I do that, I'm gonna use my prerogative as a DM to say you're nuts. Fluttershy is the most hardcore of the ponies. She took down a manticore, a dragon, and she stared down a cockatrice while turning into stone.
Okay, I haven't seen that episode.
Hide fuckers.
Spoilers!
You do!
Wait, what?
I married Twilight Sparkle, so that's kind of nice too.
Really? All right.
Yeah.
How old is Twilight Sparkle?
Between 12 and
17. Can you legally?
They're disrespecting my DM's prerogative.
I'm listening now, I'm sorry.
All right. Anyway.
You have
we all know Ramadash is the best.
Anyway, yeah.
I don't
They're
think
all
we all
best.
Know
now,
that.
We can work out these details later in the next campaign. For this campaign,
I'm an elf.
Let us recap. All right.
Wait, can I recap?
No. Because you'll do it weird. And it'll confuse the issue. Anyway.
You've worked with me before. Right?
So, the party is a group of random misfits, as most D&D parties are.
I don't know either.
Everyone's a freak. But anyway, they got together initially when they were
perfectly normal.
They were all hired. See, that's why he's weird, because
he's the
man at all.
He is the most normal member of the party.
So the party got hired to act as guards on a train.
And we guarded the fuck out of it.
In this setting, there is a human civilization that has steam locomotives.
This isn't like a bone train.
No.
It's just normal.
It's a normal train. Not even drawn by ponies.
Okay.
In this setting, real quick recap, there was a whole lot of wars that happened recently. Strange, crazy wars that are very bad. There was...
This is the world map that
you guys built, yeah.
Oh, did we figure out which way was north?
Yes,
I
was
all your fucking arguments, so yeah.
From who? This is north.
The lowlands are in the north.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Right. Yeah. So anyway, there's some human civilizations along there.
Okay.
You've been talking to
up
Alex.
This way,
no, we argued with Alex.
Up this way, there's an elven
That's
civilization.
Okay.
They're called the Crazy Elves. Their spaceship crashed there a long time ago, and they wanted to conquer the world.
Weren't they crazy?
The witch.
That's where the front lines are.
Okay.
Basically, everyone converged on Skeletown to just beat the crap out of them.
I've heard of this place. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So here's where the Mondrons live. They created the freak dwarves. elves.
Yeah.
Out of elves that they kidnapped from the mountains.
Okay. Those are the cubicle dwarves.
Yeah, well, no, the cube dwarves are different from the sort of dwarves that Alex is. Alex is one of the standard freak dwarves.
Backwards dwarves.
Yes, the back, they have the genitals on the back.
Yes.
Which he reminds us of at every opportunity. So anyway, there were these fire lizards over there that joined up with the crazy elves to sweep a swath of destruction. Actually, they were originally going to fight.
Okay.
But then they both realized, hey, we're both in this for the destruction.
Right.
Let's join forces and blow up everything else.
Right.
And so they started sweeping across. Over here, we had the crystal acid laser trolls and the dragons.
Oh, you're hearing that Friday.
And the crystal acid laser trolls built crystal towers in these
right there.
Yes, that directed a beam of energy from their crystal mountain home, which was sort of like their power source, it were. And so there was this nice beam of energy that kept being fired across.
You forgot about the whole goblins.
The whole goblins live over here. There were a bunch of holes
in the
ground.
And the goblins.
And so Adam created some goblins to live in them. So they're the whole goblins.
I know, I'm just annoyed that all of everybody else is
all different sizes, all different.
So like 3 feet or like
all the way up to Gobbler.
That might explain a few things.
Yeah, Gobbler is this Godzilla-sized goblin that is a freak of nature.
Yeah, he guards the goblins.
He guards the whole goblins. Anyway.
Nope, the floating island.
The floating island over here.
Oh, I see. It's all floating islands.
Yes. Well, anyway, basically, as the war sort of reached a crescendo, the front line had reached over there. The crystal acid laser trolls focused their beam of energy on the capital city of the Crazy Elves,
and he, like, reaches
where their ruined spaceship was buried. And an automated defense system on that fired back, and all the crystal acid laser troll settlements exploded. And most of the crystal acid laser trolls were sent to the Feywild, which is another plane of existence.
Okay.
The Modrons, in their own way, they got sick of how stupid everything was.
Yes.
And went to the Shadowfell, which is a different plane of existence, the opposite direction. So anyway,
there were a number of gods who desired to destroy the tower.
Yes, I've heard of that.
And if,
anyway,
and one god who was like, "Why are you destroying my tower? Why don't you like me? I thought we were trying to do something."
I do like this. This is an 8 mile deep hole in
Alex
the ocean.
Never hear this.
That is an 8 mile tall tower.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah,
pretty
so
much.
Basically,
yeah.
This is a torus.
Yeah.
We could just hit
yeah,
it back
pretty
together.
Much. Water's constantly draining down the hole and mysteriously coming from the top of the tower.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Nice.
The sea serpent lips.
Yeah.
The sea serpent that is father to the Smurmaids.
So,
yes, the Smurmaids.
While all this stuff is going on, you don't need to know about the Smurmaids.
No.
Let's not talk about the Smurmaids.
So you guys are on, this is the Skeletown.
Skeletown. This is sort of the they were on this train track here.
Right.
There was a shipment of weapons.
We're going to Skeletown.
Going to this town here because they were freaked out by everything that was going on.
Normal
Skeletown.
Weapons, magic weapons.
Normal weapons.
Okay, whatever.
And so they were guarding that, and the train was attacked by goblins.
Okay.
That wanted to get the weapons.
I'm sorry.
And they have wound up over the series of a bunch of adventures, being repeatedly sent out to try and find more about these weapons smugglers that have been, you know, taking these stuff.
Okay.
And so the most recent excursion that they're on, there was a rumor of some great ultimate weapon that had been discovered by the smartest goblin.
You skipped the whole, like, middle adventure.
Yes, I skipped a whole lot of middle adventure stuff.
Like, so we get started tonight.
How did Ian get Lady Rape Master?
Well, he used to have a horse called Fucking Horse, which he traded for a giant riding lizard named
Enchanter.
Lady Rape Master. Yes.
It's true.
The lizard was not
named Lady Rape Master when he traded for it.
I expect
now
that
it is,
as the things come up that are interesting aside about your character, I'm probably going to want to ask for details.
I have a horse named B-Socks.
Mine's name is Swan.
Mine's Charcoal.
I don't have a horse.
You
can this
have,
will be great.
You'll be a...
I'm a 3-foot-tall squirrel.
There's
some the birthday card to Alwyn the Illusionist!
But as far as I'm concerned, as far as the character stuff, if something comes up since I get on my whatever and I want a moral staff...
By all means, we're fairly...
I do every once in a while have to say,
stop it, everyone, stop it! I'm crazy, we have to fight.
I don't remember us talking to
anyway, speaking of squirrels, I should give you a little background on there.
Okay.
There's a forest over here where the squirrels make their home.
Okay.
And then there's dwarves over here, which are not the freak mutant dwarves that were created by the Modrons. They're natural dwarves that live in the mountains. And for reasons, that came up later in history. For reasons that have never been completely clear, the dwarves are completely freaked out by the squirrels and launched a massive war against them before they fought back, you know. The squirrels are coming. We have to destroy them first. So a massive war ensued.
Oh, don't forget about the squarves.
The squarves. We'll forget about.
We're forgetting about the squarves. We're not talking about the squarves.
Anyway,
no one talks about the squarves.
Squirrels.
No one wants to think about the squarves.
Squarves.
My next character is going to be a squarve.
Secluded valley where we can all ignore them. Anyway, so the dwarves wound up building this massive wall halfway across the continent to contain the threat of the squirrels.
Who didn't give a shit.
And they've occupied the squirrel lands, and there's a massive guerrilla war going on.
Did you even get to the terror spheres?
I haven't got to the terror spheres.
And the
horror spheres.
The ball pit, I've heard of
the
that.
The ball pit's right there.
Yeah, I figured that's what that was.
So anyway, a whole lot of weird stuff was going on with elves in history, and basically there was a bunch of good elves that took up ballooning and fled the crazy elves, and they have allies.
They went to
the
floating island.
Yeah.
And then I believe the volcano erupted and the floating island got covered in ash.
Yeah.
And so everyone fled down, and so they've settled on this island next to the volcano.
Oh. But then when they were coming back, to fight their elven brethren, and they saw
the sky captain.
So the sky captain was coming back with his fleet of balloons, ballooning elves.
Yeah, not the big sky captain.
And the sky emperor.
Yeah.
And he decided to help the squirrels in their fight against the dwarves.
Man, we got into a lot of rules that I forgot a lot about.
No, they just thought it was awful that these squirrels were getting beat up by
Fair. Okay.
Yeah, they felt they remembered from the time when they were enslaved by
also
the crazy
elves.
Yes, there are
those are way
elves
over here.
Yeah,
in the south. On
the near the whole goblins. Come on.
There are actually some.
No, the pirate elves.
Oh, yeah.
The pirate elves are in the fjords.
Because there's a few of you here.
The ninja elves are there.
But no one knows about them.
Right. And then there's the regular elves, and then there's
the sea elves, the black elves.
Yeah, the
black elves.
The beach elves. A bunch of whom became pirates and immigrated into the fjords. That's the part I did. That's the important bit.
I don't think I've ever seen Beach the Speechless.
Anyway.
I'm just trying to keep up.
Beach, this is what it's like listening to you. So you know.
Should have been there.
So, Skeletown.
So were you
goblins.
On your way there or coming back?
We've never been to Skeletown.
You were hired to guard a train.
But the train was going here. That was long ago.
We're not to Skeletown anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, because everyone's skeletons there.
That's how the whole thing started, which got you guys all together.
Yeah.
No, they were just going to Plainton. Nothing to do with skeletons.
This is the town of Plainton here.
Okay.
And there was a train with weapons going to Plainton because they're on the border with Skeletown over there, and they're freaked out.
And the forces of the Sky Emperor were coming through here with the fire lizards.
Okay. Yeah. So then we fast forward a bit. Some stuff happens with you guys, and now all of a sudden you're in a dungeon in a cliff?
Yes. One of the goblins they captured in one of their previous adventures.
This is the smartest goblin.
No.
Goblin in one of your previous,
Yes, he knew of this thing, apparently.
He works for us now! He doesn't, he's in jail. He didn't work for us!
He's in jail.
You're not
Anyway.
And we're looking to open a tavern franchise.
No, we're not!
Anyway,
God.
So he had a bit of intelligence.
We've got one
refillable cast. Some sort of super weapon.
Information.
And
he didn't have any intelligence.
He had heard.
Look, when we find some racing timber,
smartest goblin, as he called him, had discovered and was trying to dig up and activate so he could sell it to the fire lizards, who are have joined with the elves. So there's fire lizards up there. Mm-hmm. So the party was sent to go and
drown a bunch of goblins, as I recall.
Discover what this super weapon
or something
was,
like that. I don't know.
And whatever it was, stop the fire lizards from getting a hold of it. Bring the smartest goblin for questioning. And such.
So no one has found the smartest goblin.
Oh, we
totally found him.
He's unconscious.
Yes, last adventure, the party found their camp. And there was a huge fight with lots of goblins and some rust monsters.
And I killed them, and other people helped.
Yes.
Oh, and I killed the guy while I was blind, and it was awesome.
Yeah. The party, after killing a whole lot of goblins and some rust monsters here, found a secret passage here. I'm trying to remember. Prankor was running madly about.
Madly around.
He had
at full speed.
You had a goblin strapped to your back.
He's still there.
Still do, right.
I got shot with the spear, then put the spear back in the hole.
Yeah. Yes, there were some traps here that they triggered, then reset, then triggered again.
Right. Why did you do that?
Mother always said, leave things as you found them.
Found another secret door, went through here, and found some sort of a laboratory thing where the smartest goblin was.
And he blinded me, but then I killed the guy anyway.
And then who was the smartest squirrel that asked you about the value of the glass furnace in the room?
Yes,
Beej, you have to hear about how much the glass in the laboratory is worth.
Oh, yeah, that glass is worth so much.
Yes, it's worth 12,000 gold, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. We're just going to be really careful with it.
Yeah, you have to be very careful with it, though. Transporting it will be difficult.
We've got hay and the carts. We'll be fine.
So, to answer your earlier question, we have Squirrel, 80-year-old senile fighter,
human.
A pirate elf.
I'm a ninja, and you don't know that I'm a ninja.
Which is why he said a pirate elf.
Why do you think I'm a pirate?
Because you're trash.
You drink Waygrog.
It's true, I do drink Waygrog. Waygrog is just grog with whey bread.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Kind of turns into...
Well, your character doesn't think so.
No, it's...
It's traditional, it's not tasty.
Okay, fair enough.
Then we have the reverse dwarf.
Yeah, reverse dwarf.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm a human wizard.
Okay.
But he likes fire a lot.
He likes to burn things.
Yeah.
Of course.
Do you actually have fire powers? Or,
Lord, yes.
Okay, I just thought maybe it's like, you're a nice wizard, but you love to burn shit.
Like I said, I'm the sane one, so I'm not, I don't have like ice powers.
Oddly enough, I went the traditional
route.
Oddly enough, you are the most normal, yet the most stereotypical character in this story. And also the quietest.
So what happened at the very end of last adventure?
You started digging.
There was a big fight. Yeah, I gotta tell me why you're digging.
We're just digging, it doesn't matter.
Was that the fight amongst the players, or was that the fight amongst the...
No,
there was a big fight.
The smartest goblin had a whole lot of bullshit powers that...
He sure did.
That slowed... Yeah, it's awesome. It's crazy.
It was vicious.
That kept slowing the party down, and so he kept retreating and slowing them and stuff like that.
I stabbed a guy, anyway.
And so... you're going to have to stop coasting on past glory and stab another guy.
Okay, but I'm going to do it with my eyes closed.
Anyway,
you're only as good as your next killing.
Right here... there was a passage that was very, very unstable and rubbly. The walls were all broken up and stuff. So he fled the party through there and broke some supports as he went, and it started collapsing.
And then we managed to, like, kill
him. And then, yes, I can't remember who.
I think it was Cyril.
Alex ran through. And
well, Alex ran through. You did a ranged attack.
Yeah.
Took him down right after he got through there, and then Alex ran through Adwin is his character's name.
His character has a name?
Yes.
Adwin.
That was Adwin.
He ran through the falling rubble, grabbed his goblin, and ran back.
Krenkor,
and then the passage sealed behind him, thus achieving the only outcome I had.
William Archibald Grant.
So, yeah.
Wait, just achieving the what?
The one outcome I hadn't planned for.
Wait, that we would win?
No. There was like, okay, maybe he'll collapse it, but be on the other side. Maybe he'll...
Oh.
You guys will get to the other side and he'll collapse it.
But the idea that it would collapse and we'd all be on one side.
Right.
It would collapse and we would run through it and get him and then bring him back.
Because if we'd had like an arrow and some rope, we could have like shot him and pulled him back. So
if he'd been conscious, that wouldn't have worked. But
we were expected
to
be on the same side with the machine.
Anyway, yes.
No, now we're digging through the rubble.
After they captured the smartest goblin, they woke him up like that, and they were interrogated.
None of us are digging. Yeah, that's the little one and the smartest one.
Oh, right. My back goblin. Right.
Yes, he's got a goblin.
You're Yoda, right.
It's very strange. I'm not sure why he's got a goblin.
Very master.
Pretty much every time we have an adventure now, he picks up a pet.
Anyway,
goblin would walk on his own.
So the smartest goblin, under interrogation, said that the ultimate weapon was through there. He was trying to get to it and seal himself in with it so he could activate it.
Uh-huh.
It's
there were
are some qualms about my technique.
Some sort of magical automaton.
Wait, what? Did we find that out?
Yes, he said. He said.
I thought it was like a. I just assumed it was like a big machine with a drill on the end.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I assumed it was like an exosuit, like alien.
Oh, I just thought it was one of those big drill machines. You
just
know, like you always
automaton.
See.
Magical automaton.
Yes,
like
a magical automaton.
That's what I thought it was. That's what he said.
Yeah. So anyway, and that's where things stood at the end of last adventure. The party decided to start digging.
Man, if there's an exosuit, I'm totally getting into it.
And I figured it would take a lengthy period to dig so they could have a full rest. And
I should think so.
Great. So we haven't had a sleep. So
yep.
We're covered in.
You can have an 8-hour, which is an extended.
We sleep in shifts.
Yeah. Yay. Yeah, you can have your dailies back.
But I have this weird dream.
I don't know anything about Beej's character. I can't even remember the name. I think it starts with Owen. Owen and
O-W-I-N, I hope.
Not Omen Dren.
Y-N.
That sounds like a guy I met back in Krondor.
Oh, okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'll accept
name
that.
Name of the wizard from Betrayal of Krondor.
Dude.
Okay, I have a bit of a story then.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I'll be short.
You are short.
Frumpting.
Yes.
3 feet tall.
5 hours later, he just finished introducing his character.
All right.
I'm not through the door.
Somebody's knocking.
That's good.
There's a knock at the door.
Oh, someone's knocking. Ah, okay. Thank you.
Yeah,
it's okay.
It sounds like this. It's about the best squirrel verse I can do.
Oh, God, no.
I'm not going to do it all now.
You have to.
You're not going to do it at all.
Now I know why Cyril
really
almost never speaks.
Wait, you're only going to do it when you're not in character?
Yep.
Anyway, okay. You don't have to do a silly voice if you don't want to.
I'm not going
to
do a silly voice.
Or just not that silly voice.
Our squirrel,
Ian's pretty much the only one who does a silly voice.
He has said, like, four words the entire thing.
Can I be mute? As a power.
Okay, the only reason that Corey thought that her squirrel shouldn't talk is because she misinterpreted her intelligence stat.
No, it's the charisma.
Even so.
Anyway.
Fine.
It's because she thinks we're retarded.
Anyway.
Whenever Cyril does say something, it's well considered and salient. Unlike the rest of us.
Yeah, no, my int's 10 and my charisma's 10.
People roleplay to the extent that they wish.
That's average. That just means we're normal.
I know.
Anyway, you walk into a group of people arguing amongst themselves.
That's very likely.
In the glass room?
Yeah.
You see an elf and a dwarf arguing heatedly.
And an old man looking.
And we're all in 9. It's not like you came back.
Yeah.
No, I think they all stayed in 9.
Well, we have to be in 9 to dig through.
Yeah,
9.
Dig.
Right.
Digging.
And it's nice there. There's crystals and stuff.
That's cool.
There's crystals.
All right, I'll play along. So I come into the entrance.
Better.
I come kind of into the entrance of the room, but I have my sword drawn, and I'm just kind of like not sure what to make of any of this because I see.
Ooh, do I see him?
I see four
Can I
people.
Roll?
Are you trying to sneak?
No, I'm just being wary. I have my.
Hey, a squirrel.
Sword drawn. Yes.
I'm just kind of to the chase. I'm sorry.
Who's in charge here?
Oh, me.
That was the worst possible.
Hi.
You're all going to be dead by the
end.
So, yeah, that would be me.
Fine. Are you some sort of pirate band?
Wait, what? Why do you... Is it because I'm an elf? Are you a racist?
You're dressed like a pirate.
I'm not dressed like a pirate.
You clearly look like a pirate to me.
Just because I have a big hat and a rapier does not make me a pirate. I'm not black.
Fine.
For one thing.
Okay. You're not a pirate.
Thank you.
Are we sure he's in charge?
Did you put the sphere back on your way by?
Oh, that was you?
Did you put the sphere back? Because if you did, I'm not happy.
I left it on the floor.
Good job.
Yeah.
Okay, you're in.
That is perfectly
good. This is, what's your name?
Owen.
This is Owen. This is Owen. He's in. He's new.
Hi.
He can fill in for the dwarf who's drunk and not being able to do things right now.
Did we let the dwarf have the Everfold glass veil again?
Yep.
Yeah. He's been carrying the cask the entire time, hasn't
he? I think he's been drunk the entire time.
Look, somebody was supposed to supervise him.
Anyway, we need a new guy. This is our new guy. He's about the same size.
Look, I'm not sure I want to do this because I've been down the hall. I followed you guys in
here. Yeah, you don't have a choice. You're doing this.
Okay.
Look, is anyone
look, are you sorry? Look, are you in or not? Come on.
Fine.
We're digging here. We have a schedule.
It seems like you guys need some leadership is what's going on.
Dude, I'm leading the hell out of this party.
Fine. All right. But what exactly is going on?
All right, Krykor.
Did you take over from the goblin?
Wait, what?
The smartest goblin.
The goblin was never in charge.
This is his place.
Wait, what?
This is his place.
Yes, he took over from the smartest goblin.
He does have a point there. He has a point there.
No, he doesn't.
No, he does.
You are not... You go back to digging.
Am I sort of goblin hall? Where is the...
I
don't know. We're under like a mountain.
The party did determine some things about the architecture. Are you going to tell them?
Oh.
Do you need to make a... No.
Oh, it's like an ancient thing that was here before.
Goblins didn't do it.
Thing. That's very clear.
Like room.
What's all this glass?
It's expensive.
Shiny!
Don't even touch it.
It looks like it's worth a fortune.
Yeah, it's our fortune.
We'll be making
touch.
Several trips.
I mean, if you join us, you could have some, I guess.
I'm in.
Sold. Wait! Do you have your own horse?
No.
Do you want to be carried around by Krankor because he likes doing that?
Yes.
Krankor, carry the squirrel around.
I don't want to.
Can I drown your goblin now?
Dad, no.
I don't mean that in a sexual way.
I don't know which I would prefer, but neither, please.
You got a lot more English all of a sudden. Wait, no, not the smartest goblin, the stupid goblin.
Yeah, I'm doing this.
Okay,
I learned it from watching you.
Hey, do you speak garble?
No.
Too bad.
Yes, you do.
I do?
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
They speak garble.
Oh, I do. Shit,
you speak garble.
Awesome. You are so in.
I don't remember being able to do that, but yes.
Suddenly it all becomes garble. Clear.
Yes. Oh, he is so in.
That's why I'm here.
You're like practically second in command.
I forgot the stupid one barely spoke a word of God.
That's okay.
Anyway.
Here, talk. Yeah, anyway. So fine, I'm not going to.
Was it our request for the translator, or you just won? Just happened by?
No, I. Look, I was. I've been in this cave twice before. Two different parties. Both time we got our asses shooed out of here by the guys who were in here.
Well,
why do you keep coming back?
We're awesome.
You must have sucked!
I came after you because from looking at all of you, I thought you were going to get your asses handed to you, too. I wanted to warn you.
Hey, I stabbed
the guy
while I was blind.
I've never seen this. Really?
That's what I did. Oh, yeah, I killed him blind.
Oh, we should be friends.
Okay.
If you've had two other parties shot out from underneath,
I think
why
being sarcastic?
More, because the thing is, I'm usually the first one out of the cavern.
He's like a reverse scout.
Okay, you're gonna
that's
be in
not
the middle
necessarily.
Of the party.
Yeah.
Well, actually, yeah, that's kind of my forte. I'm classed as a warlord.
Wait, what?
Did you say that in character?
No.
No, you can say that.
My guy is classed as a warlord.
That's awesome.
I'm used to being in charge of things. But that's fine. I don't have to be in charge here. I want to warn you. You guys clearly have it under control.
I'm just in charge of the farm.
A note on terminology, the leader role doesn't actually mean you have to be in charge.
Nope. No.
Okay.
Doesn't mean anything at all.
I don't even know why I'm in charge.
Just like defender doesn't necessarily mean
actually,
anything.
No, I'm in charge because I'm the sanest member of the party who has any interest in telling people what to do.
Oh, he wants to do things!
Now there's two of us.
That's going to work out great.
Yes.
Anyway.
I don't anticipate any trouble.
Me neither.
Awesome.
Let's load up those wagons.
No, you're
right. Here.
Oh, you don't even know what our agenda is.
No, you're
right. There's a thing behind the rock and we need to get at.
Gentlemen, let's start digging.
That's what we've been doing for quite
what
some
the goblins
time.
Are for.
We only have two of them.
Look, here's an informational pamphlet about our group. Why don't you go in the corner and just familiarize yourself?
Merry band of retards.
Yeah.
On Brightwater.
My home is far from here.
Anyway.
Pleasure to meet you. So. I'm Owen. And you are...
Krankor.
Krankor, excellent. And nice to see a semi-familiar face.
What?
What?
Because we're both squirrels.
I want that in character.
You don't all look
the
same.
We can see that you're both squirrels.
No, yeah, but you're also a squirrel. They're not like they're roaming all around the place.
Right? We don't all look the same.
Don't we all?
No.
Never mind then.
But you do look more
like a squirrel than you do like a fucking goblin.
Yes.
If it makes you feel better, you all look the same to me.
Excellent.
We're not even sure what gender this one is. So.
Oh, I see.
Male.
Sure, why not? Me too. I could tell.
I rolled to find that out.
You failed.
I failed. I'm still not really sure.
Did you try to rape it after that point?
What the hell?
That's in character.
No, there's not a lot of intra-party raping
Thank
going
God.
On.
All right.
There's only one lady rape master here.
And
I'm Corwin, the smartest goblin.
Nice to meet you, Corwin.
No, Corwin, get back to digging. Fuck.
I'm the smartest, therefore I'm digging.
Yeah, you're a goblin, therefore you're digging. You're lucky I don't drown you.
Owen, I have a request for you.
I got drowned in goblin.
What's that, Crancor?
When you leave us, like, could you take this birthday card to Alwyn the Illusionist?
Who the hell is that?
Was I supposed to be leaving at some point? I thought we were going to share all this glass.
He was an illusionist? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Probably. But you're leaving later. So please take the card.
It sounds like a threat.
Just humor him.
Fine. If we have to part ways, I will deliver this to who?
Alwyn the Illusionist.
Do you have an address?
He's north, I think.
I wasn't heading north.
Well, now you are.
Do I get anything out of this?
Yup.
A birthday card. Yeah, okay.
I would assume that Alwyn would be probably happy to get the card.
You know what? We'll discuss that later.
It's okay. As soon as you're
on the site,
you'll
probably forget
about the card.
You know, he's never mentioned Alwyn before, so we don't know if there's, like, a letter ball in there.
We were all there. We were all there.
I forgot who he was,
though. He promised to send him a birthday card.
You know, I really...
He rescued him. He gave him his horse. So he could ride the Grandmaster.
Yeah.
Yes, that guy.
The guy who I still have the staff of.
Yes.
Yeah. William, it's absolutely normal to just tune Crancor out after a while.
He's an elven illusionist. That might be an important note.
Yeah, but he's a crazy elf. He's not one of...
He's a bad elf.
He's one of the bad elves.
Oh, I see.
I mean, one of the two kinds of bad elves. Because there's the black elves who are pirates, and then there's the crazy elves, and then there's the good elves like me. Yeah.
But you learned all this in the retarded school in the South North.
Anyway, how's that digging going?
Read your pamphlet, yes.
We didn't establish which direction is north until last session.
Yes.
So we were calling it South North.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or yes. South West.
And I decided it's time.
Anyway,
north-east.
Good idea.
So, help the goblins, why don't you?
Absolutely not. I don't even know what we're doing.
Why
we're digging.
Are you having
smallest
party members doing all the digging?
Because I'm the laziest party member.
Goblins aren't party members.
Yeah. Why would party members dig?
But this is... never mind.
I believe you should have been digging all night.
I have my blisters on my fingers.
Do you like having...
Cauterize them for you.
Okay, yeah. That's a valid complaint. Ooh. I have a solution. Do you need fingers?
Yes.
Then shut up and dig.
Are one of your friends trapped on the other side or something?
No, there's something on the other side that we need to get.
Something that's big and expensive.
There's some sort of awesome weapon that we need to bring back, which is what we are tasked to do.
So a big, expensive, awesome weapon.
I'm going to drive it, probably. I hope.
We're really...
like a team of horses?
Like a train.
Kind of the expert on driving out.
I'm assuming it's a big thing with the drill on the end.
I'll let you guys do whatever.
Do we have more shovels?
Also, if goblins can figure out
are there more shovels nearby? Can I start digging if I want?
Fair enough.
This is my
okay,
there,
so, I'm going to start digging. Will that increase the rate of digging?
Yeah, we're bringing it back to the...
We can draw...
Oh, okay, cool.
Because we figure... Either the goblins are going to have it, or we're going to have it, or the town's going to have it, and I'm pretty sure it's better off in the town.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm still coming down on the side of us having it.
I don't really think that's such a good idea. I'm not responsible.
I don't think we'll be allowed to keep it.
Well, we can go somewhere else. We don't have
an awesome weapon.
It's not like we walk into town with it.
If it's moderately big and awesome, then they could probably take it away from us. If it is really big and awesome, I'm pretty sure we can keep it.
By they, I mean him.
All right.
Oh.
Is there any way I can speed this up?
He's rolling to find out length of time.
Maybe he's rolling to see if the goblins have finished digging.
I'm digging too.
Nice initiative, Cyril.
Does the machine want to come with us?
Yes, I'm on
it. Is the machine evil?
I would assume all machines are evil.
You're not from the guild, are you?
I'm an elf. We like trees.
Alrighty.
Play this very well.
Samjohn and Cyril, you both notice that the most intelligent goblin has in fact finished digging and has squirmed through the hole that he dug.
Oh, god damn it!
I go after him. As quickly as possible.
Alright.
Everybody else, dig this hole bigger.
Well, let's roll for initiative.
Is it bad? Like, he's your friend, right?
What?
No.
No, we talked to him.
That's Betrayal at Krondor music.
Yes, I picked that specifically because...
I was here.
Yes.
Awesome, thank you.
Were you betrayed at
Congress? Nerd!
Anyway, get a DM shirt for... Well, what do you expect?
Nerd!
I think that role pretty much D&D. Goes without saying.
Okay, so we'll say this is...
You're the biggest nerd here.
Also, I have
Damn
to
it.
Die.
You sure. can borrow my... Don't lend him the 0 to 10 D20.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Are these your new dice?
You can use those.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can explain to you why that happened, right?
No.
It doesn't really matter.
Oh, it's because you can number them in yourself.
Yeah. The first day we were playing, he was like, why can't I roll above 9? Why can't I roll above 9?
Oh, I had no idea. I didn't look at the numbers on the dice. And I just assumed, you know, it's a 20-sided dice, so I'll roll it. And I was rolling really badly all the time.
And then finally, I was like, yeah, this is getting kind of weird. Can I just throw that for a second? I started just rolling it over and over again to see whether I could get... And a 0 came up. And I was like, what? What?
So it's not anybody's policy to actually inspect their dice before they...
Well,
I'm going to fucking look at my
dice. It's got 20 sides. What
and,
more do you need?
What, you know what the eeriest part
quite
is?
Quite a bit, actually.
Is that after he started using the regular die, he still can't roll above 9.
Oh. Anyway.
Oh.
I occasionally roll above 9.
Everyone
not
roll for initiative.
All right.
And I guess we should place you in the...
Case in point.
Over there.
What'd you roll?
What do I roll?
Is it a 1?
You roll a d20. And you add your initiative score to it.
I got a 17.
Whoops.
21.
Why do you always have additional?
I felt
4.
Beach, did you take the initiative power? The one that gives everyone plus 2? If they're within 10 squares of you?
Hang on a second.
I'm going to assume
and
I just
listed
fell
on your
over.
Card
hang
instead of... instead of.
Did you know I love you?
Right? I know. Yeah.
It's quite all right. It's your very first
feast will
time.
Be listed
just,
down here.
Just don't
yeah,
start.
It's not a feast. It's
just
power.
Don't start going on about the civil rights of goblins and everything. Only. Or where rust eaters come from.
I don't
rest
remember.
Eaters?
No, rust.
Breast eaters.
Breast
that'll be the next
rust
one. Don't
monsters.
Put your breasts anywhere near them. They'll start to decay.
Ah, my poo. There ain't women in this party.
I remember back when the black elves started
no,
running
he did not.
Okay.
Okay. That's weird. I thought I had...
We sprayed them with
that's
things.
All right. We've been using
no.
a variance on initiative.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, you, combat leader. You and allies within 10 that see and hear you gain plus 2 to initiative.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
I get 6 then.
All right.
I get...
23.
19. All right. So that's
my roll.
Critical fail.
Hey, you're
first roll of night.
We fall over.
You rolled 1 as well?
Yep.
Right. I rolled the 3rd best with a 2.
Beach, you got it out of the way and that's important.
Yes.
So, 23 was your...
Yes.
Okay.
I was actually keeping
a
character.
The party wins initiative.
So.
I
don't know what's going on.
He's just through there. And so you guys can go.
I can't believe you. He did that.
Yeah.
All right, Cyril, shoot him.
I'm just gonna chase after him.
Shoot him.
Yeah, okay.
Just gonna chase after him.
Does he even have hit points again? Like
yes, he had an extended rest, just
no,
like the rest of
him. No, he was digging the whole time.
And
he lied.
God damn it! Goddamn lying goblin.
Alright.
You were supposed to be watching him.
Can I
run a scorching burst down that hallway?
But well, you didn't do that, did you?
No.
There's squeezing going on. I just want to get that up.
Ew.
Ew.
It's personal.
The passage is too narrow to pass through, like, normally, so you have to squeeze if you want to pass through it. So, and that
mom's too narrow to pass through normally.
So you have to squeeze to pass through it.
Yeah.
Squeeze.
Squeeze me. All right, squeeze is a move action. When you're squeezing, you move at half speed. You have a minus 5 penalty to attack rolls.
When you're squeezing.
And you grant combat advantage. Yeah, that's the main thing. So, anything that squeezes is a free action. Excuse me. So, yes.
Well, okay, do the squirrels have to squeeze because they're small?
They have to squeeze, too, because he was squeezing to fit through there.
All right, then.
But they'll only have to squeeze that last little bit.
All right.
The rest of you guys have to squeeze the whole way.
Okay, squirrels go first. All
right.
Because it's better for you.
Does acrobatics help?
No.
Okay, I'm going first.
Okay.
Actually, maybe I should go first.
You can go first.
Before that happens, Craig, or
don't kill him.
Rock.
All right.
God damn it.
Do you have a line of effect on him? I don't think so.
Oh.
This is Frank over here?
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you could move, and then I think he'd have superior cover. So.
I don't think it's going to
actually
happen.
What's your dex? This is based on speed.
Oh, I don't...
Yeah. So our movement's the same.
Okay.
Because we're both...
What's your dex? You sound like a professional.
My dexterity is 20.
Mine's 12.
Mine's 18.
Fine, okay.
Cyril is a rogue, so...
Ranger.
Ranger.
But I'm ranged, so dexterity, you've got a sword, so you're more strength.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just figured it'd be better for me. If he's going to attack us, it'd be better for me up front, because I can probably take more of a beating.
No, your constitution, I think, is lower than mine. Or wait,
also,
mine's 11.
Also, that goblin's a jerk,
so.
And he's probably going to blind you.
Oh, good point.
And he can cast slow and other things.
Okay, you go
using
first,
weird crystal maneuvers.
You know, that actually is a smarter thing anyway. You
actually,
go first, because I need to see what's about to happen.
Actually, wait a second now. It's Cyril and Sam John that saw him do this.
Right.
So now that I think of it,
I'm
going to
do it anyways.
It'll be a surprise round that you get. So you guys both have a standard action, and
sweet.
He has a standard action. And then we'll go into regular.
You're not going to throw a shuriken, are you?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Throw a boomerang snake style.
I don't think I... Well, I'd have to move and throw to be able to throw a shuriken at him, so I don't think I can... Because I only get one action, right?
Mm-hmm. A standard action.
So I can't throw it. I could get into position
Sam John
to try it.
And the squirrel diving for the hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might as well use your move.
Yeah.
Your action as a move, and then...
All right. So how far can I go? Because
I can move through the same space as you.
Art Beach, are you familiar with this whole standard action...
Move minor standard.
...type thing?
Kind of.
Okay, it's the basic mechanics, so I'll just summarize real quick. You get, when it's your turn, you get three actions.
Move and a minor and a standard.
A move, a minor, and a standard.
Okay.
And you can always degrade them. So you can turn a standard into a move, so you have two moves.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could turn them all into minors and have three minors, which almost never ever happens, because there's not a lot you do in minors.
What if I wanted to pick three locks?
Then you could do that.
Steal 40 kicks.
A surprise round is sort of like an abbreviated flinch reaction round,
right.
Where you only have a standard action. And since these two did better than the goblin's hide check, that he was trying to conceal the fact that he snuck through a hole, they spotted him go through.
In retrospect, I really should have seen that
surprise
coming.
Surprise round.
Okay.
But so should all of you.
I didn't.
We'll wrap that up real quick, like, and then we'll do a full round. So.
All right, I'm going to move. Well, how far can I move?
You have a move action. What can you do in a move action?
You know what? You don't have to be all passive-aggressive dungeon master, okay? It's not school. You're not my mom. I'm fine. What's my move? I should probably know that.
It's your speed.
What's my speed?
It's in the upper right-hand corner.
Movement, 7. I can move 7. Hooray!
Pretty fast.
Well, I'm an elf. 1, 2, 3, 4... Now am I squeezing?
Yes, but squeezing is a move action.
Can we pass through?
Oh, it's a separate move action?
Oh, so you can't start squeezing until...
Yeah.
Okay, so
all right, then I'm going to move up behind him.
Do you want me to move over here? Would that be better for you?
It doesn't matter.
I'm moving here.
This is going to be crazy.
Actually...
Fill that tunnel full of fire.
I'm probably better off...
You can still do it.
Dude!
People get angry at me!
Anyway...
No.
Why is that your plan?
Both of the squares is probably equally good. They're both accessible to the rest of the
well, no, I'm just... If I want to throw a shuriken...
Oh, that's probably a better shot.
That's
right.
The better
shot.
I mean, he's probably not going to still be there, but you never know.
Environmental effects.
Oh, I see.
Okay, anyway, I'm moving there. Cyril, do you just want
to
be...
I'm next to you.
Next to me? Okay.
Yeah, I got 6 movement.
But... Rickety old crumbling, all right. You know, dry.
And then he's gonna move.
Run down wooden wall.
No, not a chance.
Yep.
Has anyone seen my goblin backpack?
That's where.
Yeah, what happened to the other goblin?
Still on.
He's still on your back.
Is
turn
your
around.
Back wet?
All right. Turn your neck like
now.
This.
Everyone goes full round.
Okay, so who has initiative? Oh, he got.
We're doing the party thing. So you guys.
Oh, so he got through. Then we saw him. Then we each got a move.
You got a move. Then it was his move.
You know.
And now it's the part... Because you guys had the surprise round. You saw
right.
It move. So you get to go on the surprise round.
My question... Okay, so... Was the when he went through the hole and ended up here, was that the surprise part
well,
of the surprise
was,
round?
He was here digging.
Okay.
And then he broke through the hole
okay.
And went through. And that was when you noticed him going through.
Okay, so that wasn't... He didn't...
Right.
So he had another movement as part of the surprise round after
right.
He... Oh, okay.
Right. Actually, he would have been squeezing at that point, so he'd go half speed. You're right. That's as far as he got.
I was just trying to figure out if we had initiative over
yeah.
So
he was squeezing at the time, so okay. You'll have to. The way we've been going with a slight variant of the normal initiative rules is that the whole party has initiative, so go in any order you want. So if you see something you want to do, do it.
Do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, but then you have to finish doing it before someone else goes.
Go nuts.
Yes. Can I use my expeditious force to make it through that tunnel? Because I can shift 12 squares using it.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Is that a standard action, the 12 squares?
It's a movement.
Okay.
It's a shift movement.
Okay, you'll need to do a move to squeeze,
yep.
And then you'll go 6.
Okay.
Right. So, let's see.
So you start squeezing.
You were here or here? Either one's fine. Okay.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You can get to here.
Well, I move, then I do the expeditious retreat.
It's a movement action to squeeze, which means you make yourself smaller to sort of.
Oh, so I have to move.
Yeah. You could spend an action point.
You could.
Yeah, you could.
But then I can't roll him up on the other side.
When you spend an action point, you get an extra standard action in your.
Let me ask a question.
How important is for us to catch him?
Pretty important. We probably, since he knows how to use the big weapon, we probably don't want him to get there before we do and use it on us.
So using the action point now to try and catch him is a good idea.
To catch him.
One of you is in character and the other isn't, but I don't know which for which.
Well, who has the highest move?
Technically, that would be me.
Actually, you don't, because you only have to squeeze when you're going through there.
Yes, but I'm going to...
The entrance to it isn't...
Yeah, this stuff here is wider. Only the big folk have to squeeze to get through there.
I'm willowy.
So, Beej, you can also get a little faster through there than the other ones.
Because we're smaller.
Okay. Squirrels first.
These two squares here are large enough for a small-sized squirrel to pass through without squeezing.
And I have a movement of 5, but I'm here, which means I'm going to be able to get it to here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's too far away.
Yeah. Okay. So I came in from the back, which means I'm going to have to follow everybody all the way.
Do we have anybody who can do any... You know, I'll take the thing that slows people.
What if I threw you?
No.
Head first?
At the hole!
I recommend you decline.
No, thank you.
Suit yourself.
Honored barbarian or fighter or whatever you are.
Anyway. Okay, so...
We're in a bad situation.
Okay, I'm just gonna. I'm gonna move up and then squeeze.
Squeeze.
Yeah.
Through. Right. And I've got. So that takes two.
That was a move and a squeeze. And actually, that sucks. You might as well squeeze there. So yeah,
it's effective.
Yeah,
no
actually, doesn't actually.
That's why I moved to that spot instead of further
so
in.
So you're here.
Yeah.
So move
squeeze.
To squeeze, and your speed is what? 6?
6. So
one,
I'm at
2, 3. You could get to. Well, going around the corner now, so you can get to there.
Okay, so from there, can I use my evasive strike?
Yes.
And then shift the 3 out?
You'll have to spend an action point to do that.
I'm going
to
do that.
Oh,
okay.
I know what I can do.
What?
If
you say throw a shuriken, I'm with...
No. I've got boots of jaunting.
Well, let's...
No, I can teleport one square.
Yeah.
Yes, teleport doesn't matter squeezing, so you can teleport. But
so
teleport into the cave.
Yeah.
But what I could
you could
so
teleport
one square
and
in,
you can teleport
head
out.
Stuck to the rock above, speed is stuck to the rock below. Torso just
No. but what I'm saying is that I could use my and it's a minor. So I could use my two moves and this minor to get out, and then I would still I could use an action point as a standard action.
Yes.
So I would actually get into a position where I'd be out of the way and useful.
I'm also out of the way.
Yes.
Because I'm shifting.
Let's finish Cyril's turn here.
You're huge.
Okay, so shift me 3, just straight this way.
1, 2, 3, like that?
Yeah, and then I'm just going to shoot him.
All right.
Nice.
Interesting. And that willpower for opening shove.
So, 25?
Does it say that I have to target it?
Versus AC?
Yeah.
We'll hit.
I could just target one of us. So
that is
the goal.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
The new squirrel sword.
8.
28.
Just because.
4, 5, 9 plus five.
It says
14.
You can target one creature.
Yeah.
Then...
you shove him one square, and then that ally can also shift a number of squares equal to your intelligence.
For my hundred,
so you can make a move with the three squares.
20.
Yeah, exactly.
Warlords are very shovey. What? 20 damage.
Yeah.
I didn't think out the fact that I could be shoving people I know.
It's not quite bloody, but that was a solid hit.
Yay!
Well, only like 10 feet away.
Yes.
Boom. All right, so
did
I squeeze.
Yes!
Okay.
I squeeze.
You squeeze.
And I move.
One, two, three.
And then I use my Boots of Jaunting as my minor to teleport one square.
Cool. You both speak common. I have
teleport there.
And I can, can I teleport here?
Normal,
it's one square.
Yes, you can go there. You can actually...
I think that's a better idea.
Normally you can't move diagonally across a around the corner like that.
But it's a teleportation.
Teleportation will let you go around.
I finally used my Boots of Jaunting after like four adventures.
Yeah,
I've had these things since like day one.
Yeah, it seems like such a useless power to teleport one square.
Occasionally actually very helpful.
Yeah.
Okay, now I use my action point.
All right.
And I'm going to have to, like, throw a shuriken at him.
God damn it!
I don't have anything. I'm not close enough to do anything else. Unless my rapier is suddenly, like, two squares longer than
you.
You
can throw your rapier.
I am not throwing my rapier. I don't think that would actually help. Keep in mind,
get
I can
your
do
tanker to Wagrod and go, hey, catch!
I can do a surprising amount of damage with my shuriken. Why do you think that would be better? My shuriken.
It'll be a
throw your rapier
attack
and then stab with the shuriken.
You're a surprise attack.
I think he'll throw his shuriken. He loves throwing his shuriken because then he can give his trademarks.
That's right, I can. Anyway, there isn't anything else I can do right now that's as effective. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Roll it. Roll.
I'm rolling, so where's my thing that tells me what I do with my shuriken?
Ian, can I have some lentils, please?
Yes.
Thanks.
Say it right. Say their name.
Can I have some Moondal?
Yes. Tell me what they are.
Plus 8 versus AC.
All time
salt
and baby snack and fried
moon lentils. That will be a tasty 22 versus AC. Thank you very much.
I have 25 versus AC.
You always have to do better. Always. What the F? All so right. 1d6 plus 4. I need this back!
I knew what his cry was!
5 points.
Five.
It still makes me laugh. You told me what your cry was.
Alright, he is bloodied.
I have the monogram.
Are you okay in there?
Is that labeled in there? To say
yeah. He took
it
to the shop.
If found, please return to.
Yes.
Alright.
And it's got SJBW and elaborate scrollwork on them. There's actually very little shuriken left after everything's done.
Hey!
But they're light.
This was established as canon.
Are you okay in there?
Wait, what?
Are
us?
You?
Us or the goblin?
That kinda hurts!
Not you!
Like him!
Really?
Yes!
Really?
He's my friend, though!
No, your friend is the stupid goblin. He's not your friend.
Are you okay?
He's about as good as ever.
We're going through the hole!
You're squeezing down to climb through a hole that a small creature can barely get through with a goblin on your back. You're going to try and go through the hole and ram his head into the
top. Brian, does the goblin on his back have to squeeze too?
Is he going to end up coming out of this hole with like this horrible bloody smear of goblin across his back?
You speak garble, right?
Yes.
He's screaming, I'm going to die! I'm going to die!
That's what he's all.
Maybe you should put him down somewhere before you go through the hole.
I don't really care what happens
he's
to the goblin.
He's having fun!
Right.
He's screaming in ecstasy.
You're... I tried!
Thank you!
Goblin lover.
All right. So who goes next then?
Okay, I do.
Okay.
diagonals.
Thank you.
Diagonals are one move.
Yes.
So one.
Pi
two,
is four.
Three, four.
No, that's
one,
not true.
One, two, three, four. And the best I can do is squeeze.
Yeah.
And at that point, then I can.
No, you can actually go up to here before you.
Yeah,
squeeze.
You're a squirrel.
All right. You're a squirrel.
Okay, so I was here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was here.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four, five.
Your move is five.
Yeah, and then I get if I take another.
Your move was six.
Actually, as a standard action,
is
you
five,
can run.
I get minus
right?
one for
yes.
armor.
Oh,
yes.
Yes, you can run, which will give you an extra two, which
I'm going to the bathroom.
So wait a second. Run headfirst into the hole.
No, you run up to the hole and then go.
Okay.
It's like funnier to imagine him diving into the hole in his hind quarters sticking out.
I run into the hole.
Slightly stuck.
Dive into the hole.
And that's where you are.
Yeah. My legs are sticking out the back. Okay.
Yeah.
Minor. I'm going to convert that to move, I guess, so I can get through.
You can't convert a minor.
Can't up convert. You can
moves are. I see. Yeah. I see.
Standards are better than moves. Moves are better than minors.
And I don't know what my minor actions.
Free is the best of all.
Not usually a lot of.
Yeah. There's usually some very minor things.
How do I tell what a minor action is?
It's labeled.
Oh. Standard.
Inspiring. But this one's minor.
Inspiring word is a minor action. Destructive surprise attack is a free action. Okay, so
give Sam John destructive surprise. That would be hilarious.
The fine mist appears where the smartest goblin once stood.
What the hell?
What is destructive surprise?
He has an ability that he can give someone else a massive attack.
I have a daily power called destructive surprise.
I want
and then I can give it to anybody
like,
as long as they're
within
my close draw. Range of 10.
It's what,
then,
three weapon attacks versus AC?
The ability
to be fair, I'm probably the best choice for that.
Two squares.
I don't know.
And then you get
because you might not kill him.
I think it's, in this case, fine.
But I won't kill him. He's worth money.
That's hilarious. Don't do it to me, because my weapon is a staff that does, like, 1d8.
Oh, absolutely.
That's all
right. Why would I want to kill him? He's alive.
I'll certainly pick somebody who is
good. Well, it's not something I don't know what you're
cleaning it. Oh, yeah.
His weapon is a 4, minor d8.
Yes.
So, inspiring word's a minor action. It's an encounter power.
Yeah.
It's close burst 5. And, which means everyone else is close enough to me.
I don't think
and all it is healing surges or additional hit points.
Yeah, we don't need those, right?
Or,
He hasn't actually hurt us. He's just running away from us. And it's really important that he not get into the giant drill machine.
What you might
do... have knock him unconscious again.
You could spend an action point.
I'm inclined to leave him unconscious.
There's less than 20 health right now.
Nobody else is going to be able to...
Bloody.
You might get in...
No.
If you have like when I hit him
right now.
No, he wasn't bloody when you hit him. He was almost bloody.
Yeah.
He's got 25 or less, because you did 20 and 95.
Pancor's not going to be able to make it any further.
Okay.
So, as far as I understand it, so I'm just going to stop there. And try to make it through the other side.
All right.
In my next turn.
So now it's Will and Crankwell that have done yet?
Will, is there any way that you can, like, shove the squirrel forward with fire?
Burning hands?
No, that's not...
Does that move him, though?
I'd rather you didn't.
Being set on fire is just part of being on this team.
I have not set anybody in on fire yet.
Well, it's supposed to be part of being on this team. Hey, Rice Krispies.
Yeah.
No.
What? No.
They seem like Rice Krispies.
They're moon dolls.
They look like Rice Krispies to me.
They're part of a festival.
I will try a moon doll, and then either Willem or Crankor should do something.
These are salty, salty Rice Krispies.
1, 2, 3, 4. One to three. Crouch.
They crouch. That's amazing.
I know.
Yeah, squeeze. Wow. Whatever.
You, sir, are correct.
Run in the hole! Run into the hole! Run into the hole!
You see, hey, this is actually rather cannon-like, so if we seal off this end and just leave just enough room for me to put the,
No.
Yeah, but you don't have a stable backing to you, so you would shoot out, too.
Well,
basically, the cannon would explode.
I'm gonna run into the hole.
Having flaming squirrels squirt out of the other end of the hole would not be a bad thing.
Squirt?
Well, use the word squirt, and it implies there's gonna be an awful lot of wetness left over, and there's only multiple sounds coming from.
And then squeeze. Yep. And then you need to use an action point to get it.
Are you
I'm not going to wet my armor.
Are you just scared of squirrel? Are you wearing armor?
Oh, yes, I'll squeeze now.
Armored squirrel?
And
that's adorable.
Thank you.
5.
So you can move 2 squares.
I don't look particularly intimidating unless I have armor.
I'll move and squeeze.
Again, perhaps you are overestimating your intimidation factor.
Squeezing. All right, so I think that's everyone.
I have a 7 in intimidate.
That's not actually that high. Oh, actually, no, you're right. It is pretty
good. Yes, it is.
I take it back.
You're only third level character.
I've got a 2. But I've got a 10 in thievery.
Okay.
And stealth.
All right, so it's now...
But everybody else ruins my stealth.
Goblin's turn.
Constantly.
It's amusing to watch.
Hey, guys, he's doing something.
Ah, what? Alrighty.
Come back, you...
I'm watching.
You're not done digging.
Actually, I am.
No, we have to squeeze through. This is less than optimal. Go back and do it again.
Oh, sorry. Let me just go get some better tools.
No, I will not let you do that.
Anyway, he's going.
Come back with my shuriken.
Burst 3, huh? All right.
Burst 3. Oh, God damn it.
Does it affect him?
It better.
Better not affect squirrels.
The enemy, yes, it affects enemies.
I'm not an enemy, I'm a squirrel.
He's an enemy of himself. He's his own worst enemy.
It hits his ball.
Indian right. food is delicious.
Basically, the
squirrel. Lies.
Did you want enough?
No, I'm good.
Oh, they're wow.
I don't know, think they are.
No, they're just printed on
glass stars.
There as well.
Yes. I got all a lot right. of work.
This whole area here.
I don't think the moon things are laminated either.
Clad, rice made of plastic.
Filled with maddening horrors. Phantom,
oh, that
phantom
thing again.
Things. You're all slurred.
What thing again?
This thing he does.
Mm-hmm. It distracts us by making fearful things appear around us.
Yes.
Dad, why don't you love me?
So.
No, that's totally what I'd say.
Anyone who is within this area here.
Oh, us.
Is slowed.
You mean everybody who's me and Corey?
Yeah.
Awesome.
You're slowed, which means your move speed is 2.
High five, slow buddy. I touched your girlfriend.
It's going to add up. And then I'm going to collect.
I know. And one day I'll wake up and I'll be bound and gagged. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Because your wife's upset with you, too.
Yeah. She'll be like, no, I don't like how you talk to Corey either. It has to stop. Like, we're just good friends. If you know what I mean, why can't I stop myself?
Well, that's what she would say.
A door.
Man.
If it weren't for the roast beef I was feeding her.
That's where
oh.
he is. All right.
I can't see him anymore.
So, your turn.
I remember your roast beef being delicious.
Yeah.
All right.
We had some last night.
All right, those were slow.
Our turn.
Was it the same roast beef?
No, we said no.
Okay. I was like, is that
you actually have line of sight on him? Yeah. I think I'm just actually going to shoot him again. Using Twin Strike.
Didn't we figure out that I could use my Expeditious Retreat to shift through this last time?
No.
I don't think
we did. It halves. The speed halves, so.
Yeah, your speed is on speed.
But my Expeditious Retreat does. An enemy
just twice by move.
Yeah, but
it's slowed, which means your move is 2.
Cyril has a pretty good chance of shooting him.
Yeah.
I'm just going to shoot him.
Just, well, let's hear. Well, Cyril's going to shoot him, and we'll see how that plays out.
22.
Something weird about this.
First AC.
22 versus AC will hit.
Okay. So that's the first attack.
Twin strike?
Yep.
Awesome. She attacks. Cool, because she's cool.
And 21.
That'll hit.
Yeah, 21.
All right,
so...
Do up some damage.
One weapon, 2 weapon.
This could potentially save your bacon.
Hey, I've still got some chicken.
11 plus... Damage. Do I doing plus 8? 1d8, 1d8.
We take all the goblins' clothes!
And then 1d8 for my...
Because you're a sick old man.
But then he wouldn't have armor!
3...
I don't
14.
14 damage? He's down!
Don't die.
Okay, so non-lethal.
I'm trying not.
I am so mad at you right now. And I grab him by the ear and I drag him. Well, let's just investigate since we're here.
All right. So,
you're like, I hate you. Oh, stuff. This is different.
So we
this is a different
now?
Area.
Yes.
Well, this is where we were trying to go anyway.
You can all get in there.
Hooray!
Thank God.
Isn't combat fun, Beach?
Yes.
I'm tying the goblin up.
Should I move everybody in there?
Just move everybody into the room. Yeah. We're out of combat, so it doesn't matter. Yeah, I'll change the music in just a moment.
To something more soothing?
Yes.
Something more room-like?
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. Down at the end of the hall...
That was shorter than I hoped.
Oh, cool. ...is a...
Race car.
Huge contraption.
Does it have a drill on the front?
Does not have a drill.
Damn it!
Laser beam!
It does have many, many limbs. It is a big crystalline construct.
Ooh, I want to get in.
It doesn't have a cockpit.
What?
It's a big, like, heap of gems and stuff
spider
that have appeared together and crystals.
It doesn't have controls.
With
the goblin said there would be controls.
Well, maybe
if we can't
wake
make
him
it
up
work,
and ask him about
then
it.
We can't get it out of here without
one smack,
on
smack,
our
smack. Oh, they call. Right. Yeah, do your wizard thing.
Okay.
Well, I'm talking stupidly.
Panicking.
Awesome.
Can't drive
Let's do that.
Car.
I wanted to drive this motor car.
And I roll up. 18 on Intimidate. I guess the spider crystal.
Alrighty.
that spider crystal thing is just like, whoa, it's crackling.
Damn straight!
No, it's completely inert. But anyway,
your mom's inert.
You recognize it? This is crystal acid laser troll technique.
Where do I roll the team on Streetwise?
It's some kind of a magical automaton, and it doesn't have any power to do anything right now. Probably it needs some sort of a power source.
All right, I'm waking up the goblin.
Power source might be.
Well, I'm waking up the goblin.
Whack, 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 whack.
It's probably a crystal.
Whack, 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 whack. No, I'm not done.
Like,
whack,
the crystal's
whack,
in that
whack,
room.
Whack, whack, whack,
you can
whack,
stop.
Whack.
I'm awake.
I realize that. I'm just enjoying myself.
No,
now.
Please. I'm awake.
All right, then. All right. What's the deal with the crystal spider?
My clever ploy has failed.
Yes, we know. What's the deal with the crystal spider?
That's the weapon.
Yeah, how does it work?
You plug the crystal in and you tell it what you want it to do.
Where's the crystal?
I have it right here.
Gimme.
Okay.
Sweet. I take the crystal. Where do I plug it in?
There's a hole in the back of the thing.
All right.
Is he lying?
Okay, do an insight check.
Yeah, insight check.
You lying?
That's not an insight check.
Right. 26.
All
right.
9.
0. 0.
How did you get...
I have insight.
What the... Yeah, you still... It's
roll?
Still
it's a roll. Roll.
Yeah, you still... It's unskilled. There. So yeah. You won't have a good bonus.
Yeah.
1. What did she give me?
Would you like different guys?
Do you want one of mine?
No.
I've got extras.
Must be saving up 20s. You know what? Giving him my old bad dice would be an improvement. I'd have at least a 1 and 2.
To be fair, at least... He's never actually rolled on anything that counts.
20.
Okay. So.
Wait. Yeah, what do you leap?
Well done.
Let me see.
But I'm still asking.
What says,
if I crit?
Also, I would like to reiterate that the goblin is now tied up.
Yeah.
He's not going anywhere.
Okay, so everyone that got over 12?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Wait, does that include 12 or more than 12?
That includes 12.
Yay!
All right. He's telling the truth.
Sweet. I'm plugging it in.
Wait, do we even know what we're going
I'm
to be doing?
I'm plugging it in.
All right.
I don't think that's a very good idea. Pirate elf.
Okay, I'm not a pirate. So
I forgot your name.
Sam John. It's a pretty common elf name. It's like,
Zington Nightwalker.
I hate you. Okay, so
what did I do?
You started.
I forgot your name.
Yeah.
It's about 10 miles long.
There's an aperture on the back of the thing that this crystal fits into.
Yeah, I'm sticking the crystal in.
Okay. Roll for initiative.
Wait, what?
The crystalline construct powers up.
It's supposed to do what I say.
And it starts turning around. Well?
Don't attack us, crystal thing.
You say that.
D20.
Well, I'm in charge, okay. Right? I plug the thing in. I say, don't attack us.
The goblin is chuckling.
19.
you inside checked. You said he wasn't lying.
Everything was totally the truth. Do you speak troll?
Okay, does anybody here speak troll? Once again, my stupidity has gotten me killed.
Let's hold him in front of us. In front of us.
Wait. Can I reach the crystal? Wait, I'm slow. Wait, can I pull the crystal
here,
back
right?
out?
Yeah.
No, it's turning around already.
Wasn't I on top of it or something?
Do you want to be on top of it?
Well, could I be where I was? Like, I put the crystal in and started turning around.
It was a hole in his back, so it was...
So where's the smartest goblin?
I assume he's right there. I just sort of ducked
him. I'm more or less using him as a shield, I think.
At this point, I think I would like to run him through quite thoroughly and see if that stops the machine.
I'm gonna borrow this because it's about the right size.
Wait. I have an idea. No, okay.
That's the second idea you've had.
No. This is a better idea. I'm not.
And it'd hardly be in. Hardly be worse.
Do you want to hear my idea or not?
Okay, I'm thinking.
No. The goblin. Okay, the goblin knows how this thing works. The goblin has obviously activated and deactivated it. So we just make the goblin do what we want, and he makes the thing do what we want, and we take the crystal out because it's scary.
Guys, if we remember what happened when we tried that last time, he's just going to dig another hole through this thing.
That would actually help.
All right. roll for initiative, everyone.
Oh, Christ.
18.
18.
All right. 19.
We have plus 2 to it.
We all have plus 2, so I got a 21.
7 plus.
So I got an 18.
13. 17. 15. I got 15.
15.
If it wasn't for that plus 2, he would have won.
Wait,
the automaton would have won. So
rolled a 20, really?
Yes.
Wow, shit. Okay, so we have group initiative, right?
Yes, group initiative.
Okay. Sure.
That's how it goes.
Thank you, new squirrel guy.
You don't know that it was him.
Your warlordhood has saved us from Sam John.
But I don't know it was
him. It seemed like a good idea.
No, it didn't.
Why not?
Actually, you would have had to have been right up next to it.
I wanted to make the thing do my bidding.
We'll put the goblin right there next to you.
How are we going to move it anyway? We would have had to do this.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you guys...
Does anybody think we wouldn't have ended up putting the crystal into the spider? Anybody? No. I just got there first.
Possibly a little...
I like him, so I would have been there.
Does anybody speak troll?
No. Anybody?
I'm going to try!
No. All right.
All right, so party gets initiative, so go ahead.
I pick him up.
What? No, you're not picking
him up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like a shield. He has ropes behind him.
Okay.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Okay, can I talk to the goblin while this is happening?
Yes.
Like, as just like a...
Sure. Talking is a free action.
Okay. Hey, goblin.
I hate that, but it's true.
Hey, goblin.
Yeah.
Either you stop this thing or we use you as a shield. Right now, we're still letting you live. This is not gonna... You're just willing to die to what...
If I could control it, I would have been doing that already, wouldn't I?
Then how did you make it stop in the first place?
Lots of goblins.
Fuck!
See, that's not funny.
Hey, goblin. Do you speak troll?
My name's Corwin.
Do you speak troll?
Goblins don't have names.
Oh, crap.
Aren't there two goblins here? Mm-hmm. Does the other one speak troll?
The other one barely speaks garble.
Can I speak...
No troll.
Oh, God.
Oh, crap.
I'm going to try to speak troll.
Go ahead.
You might make this worse.
Rump the Mimer! Come on!
Now you think it doesn't react
any more than
it's already
the continuing
doing.
Turning
doesn't do like a little quizzical look with its head.
No. Okay.
All right, I think we might have to try to kill this thing. Who's in?
You know, the hole's that way.
Can I use, like, knowledge nature and infer from what I know about the crystal trolls? What?
Cyril.
Maybe a general term?
Cyril, you and I are good with the acrobatics and shit. Maybe we can get on its back and pull the crystal out.
Okay.
That's probably a better
idea. I can climb
idea.
The wall around it.
Let's do this thing.
Okay.
What am I looking at here?
So we're going
to
see some...
What do I need to do to climb onto it and pull the crystal?
All right, let me just look up...
There's some numbers
for
me.
Let me just look up some crap here.
All right. Because, frankly, I don't think we're going to be able to defeat Crystal.
We
defeated
Rustmaster.
Yes, Crankor, in the meantime, just hit it with the goblin or something.
Improvised weapon, goblin.
That you? No, that's your...
That's me right there. Okay.
That would be my untrained melee.
Okay, so everyone is within a 5 burst of me, just in case. So
yeah.
The funnier thing would be if you were trained in goblin melee.
I'm not sure if that's... That would be so weird.
Oh, I'm sorry, unarmed range.
You're just going to throw him? You're not going to just swat it with
him? Actually, I need to put him down, because I don't use a two-handed weapon.
I've been putting him down the whole time.
No, he's strapped to my arm. I don't need to put him down.
Did you strap him?
Is there any way
like
to tell
shield?
what its stats are?
You know, frankly,
like
if you want to strap goblins to yourself all day, that's your business.
Well, I can't.
Make an entire suit armor
natural animate.
It sounded like Alex.
Oddly enough, knowledge nature
that was
should awful.
Do
it. All right, then I'm going to do that,
really?
Too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nature. And then if you make a high enough roll, I'll
17.
Tell you some of its stats.
20.
Nature? We're doing a nature check, are we?
Yeah.
18.
Yeah. Off the table, break the die.
12.
Where are you?
So the highest was 18 so far? Yep.
20.
I've not
done.
Oh,
it was a 20.
These are things I have.
All right.
Damn it, I don't
know. Yeah, I got like a 12.
I've actually all right. Got it's a lever automaton. It's a large natural animate construct.
We should be using the ketchup for this.
Oh, no, it's too big.
It has one attack, a standard action. Slam.
Uh-oh.
I don't like the sound of that.
Let's not get on top of it.
We need to get on top of him until the floor's still back out.
But how does it slam?
Look, if we do it fast enough, do you have a better strategy right now? If you have a better idea than pulling the crystal...
What if I knock it to the
ground? Can we make a lever automaton prone?
Yes, you can. There's no special defenses against...
If you can make him prone, then I can climb up on him and...
Yeah.
Should I do it? I got an encounter power to do it.
I've got a spider step cloak, so I can use my regular
action.
Wall.
I like that.
Okay.
Battering command. Attack, strength versus fortitude, hit. You knock the target prone. Effect. One ally adjacent to the target can make a melee basic attack against it as a free action.
That's me!
That would mean, though, because I have to knock the target prone, I have to actually close in on it, don't I? Mm. Okay, so do I have enough move to get there? I have 5.
Oh, no, there's no space adjacent to it. Oh, wait a second, no.
That goblin's not really there.
Yes, he's now on my arm.
Yes, he's now in Krankor's inventory.
1, 2, 3, 4. I could do that.
Yeah, and then I could try to climb up on it and pull its crystal out.
And then, the thing is, ally adjacent gets to make a free...
I could attack it and then do it.
All right.
You could do that, yeah. Anyone else have another idea?
Its range is one creature.
In order to pull the crystal...
You'll have to
immobilize it.
This is the... Okay, so this is the beginning of the combat round, right? So we have initiative over it. It hasn't attacked yet, right? So I have combat advantage over it until it moves. So
true.
So that means I can do a sneak attack, and I can do huge damage.
It's true.
And if you give me that free attack, I can do it for free.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Does it count? So your sneak attack counts as a melee?
It's part of my melee attack.
Does a basic attack you can sneak attack on?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I get it, yeah.
Go for it.
I have first strike, which gives me combat advantage against foes that haven't acted yet.
Is it better to knock him prone, or is it better just to shove him?
Knock him prone.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, then I... Okay.
This is exciting.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5... That's an omen.
No, shush.
All those ones you rolled is an omen. That's just normal part of...
Yeah, okay. So, battering command. I knock the target prone. That's strength versus fortitude.
All right, so you roll the d20.
Oh,
God. There we go. Oh, good this time.
18!
Plus what?
It's
plus 8.
Short. Yeah, so 26.
Yes.
Strength versus fortitude.
Ah, yes. So it's 26
you
versus 42.
You beat his fortitude.
Jesus.
Success.
Okay. I knock the target prone. Effect.
The squirrel runs up. Nope.
The 3-foot squirrel.
How
7 pounds.
How did you do that?
Bam! And brrr.
Okay. And
center of gravity.
Okay, and then I get...
You get basic
melee attack.
Adequate free action.
Okay, so...
We'll say
that's my melee basic attack.
Nice.
Yeah, okay. I can do sneak attack on
that's
a basic melee. Totally
like
on my thing.
Sure. Yeah. Oh no, I already figured. Cool.
Okay. So, all right. So I'm going to do.
Now, did that do any damage, or was it just
it's prone? Just knock him prone.
Okay. I'll just tip the sword. So it's knocked prone and. He gets
a free
basic
attack.
Melee attack for free on him.
Okay,
that's
so
a wicked power.
Okay, cool. Good job, Corey.
Okay, so and I'm going to use my sneak attack because I still have combat advantage against him.
Sure.
And I will use my rapier.
It because it's prone, it affects anybody taking.
So it's plus plus 8 versus AC.
Plus 2 people doing
all right.
And I got a natural 20.
Critical hit. Max damage.
Okay.
Is your rapier magical? I can't remember.
It's a magic rapier.
It doesn't have any.
No, magic. It's just a plus. It just says extra damage. So it's
what's
one,
the plus on?
Well, some of them have
plus
like,
one.
Some of them will have some extra damage. It happens on a crit, but not
yeah.
Okay. This one does not.
Well, no, it's plus one. It gets plus d6 on a crit.
So do I get the plus d6 for having for the plus one on the rapier?
Yes, but that's not max. You just roll it.
Oh, okay. So, but everything else is just max.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's 1d8 plus 4, so that's 12, plus my sneak attack, which is 2d8 plus 3, so that's 16,
19
plus 12,
plus another roll
31, plus a d6. This is the best attack I will ever make in my life.
and you have only Owen to thank.
Thanks, Owen.
You're welcome.
I told you you'd make a good team member. And I got a 2.
So that's 33?
Yeah.
Two on the deck.
I know.
Tell them that. 33.
All right.
33 is still pretty good.
It's really awesome.
That's a lot.
Is it blood?
No. So the
blood?
Scroll runs so up, goes wham!
Is it even?
Flip! Crunch!
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, go for it. Only ever made one product.
15.
15? That hits?
Yes!
You pinned the giant crystalline.
Cyril, go!
Okay, right. So I'm going to use the spider stuff.
All right.
And then climb over it and around. So I'm on the other side of it.
This is you?
Yep.
Wow. All right, so you're over here now?
Yep, and I'm going to grab the crystal.
All right.
You successfully grappled it?
Yep.
That would be...
I'm not good. I kill things while I'm blinded. I grapple with giant crystal spiders.
How would you adjudicate that? It's a dex versus reflex?
Yeah.
Okay, dex versus reflex. Okay, so I'm just add my dex bonus
Sam
to John
Breakwalker is just that.
Dex bonus plus half level, which I think is...
I rolled a 3.
Oh.
So that's...
If facing doesn't matter, so do I have to be on the other side of the thing to mage hand?
Yeah, that's not enough.
Can I spend my
advantage?
Wait, I already spent this, didn't I? No, I didn't. Can I spend my extra point to try it again?
You didn't spend it earlier?
No.
No.
Okay, in that case, you can. There was a bunch of action points to try and catch up to the goblin.
All right. I was going to, but that entrance was closed.
So. Okay, so you can try it.
That's an 8. That's so.
Every
14? That's just enough.
Oh,
if it wasn't for combat advantage, it wouldn't have worked.
Good job.
Yes. Okay, so you managed to pull the crystal.
High five.
I'm going to get another one.
Touch your girlfriend again.
Spend one.
Depower.
I don't know why I have to say that every time.
Except it's on its back, so it's like.
Yeah.
Okay, nobody put the crystal back in. Important safety tip.
But that's the only way to keep it immobile.
Okay. All right. Hold on a second.
We can't all be
and I put the goblin's head in the hole where the crystal is.
Yes. You want the goblin to become the like mind controlling device with this giant crystal?
That would probably be
if that happens. That would be awesome,
and it wouldn't be my fault.
Brian,
yes.
Will this fit down the hallways? Can we get it out at all?
Not out there. It won't.
You're gonna have to do a lot of digging.
Okay, so
too.
I propose we cave the rest of the thing in, or at least cover that hole up, and. Go back, taking some of the crystals that we're going to pack.
And we take
and
the control crystal with us.
Bring a cart and some sort of mining team back, because we know where it is.
Well, I don't even think we have to do that.
We just have to tell them where it is.
Yeah, and here's the crystal, and get someone who speaks troll.
Find somebody who's a troll.
Find someone that speaks troll.
Wait. And then get them.
Actually, interrogate the goblin, make sure he's not lying about that troll thing.
Listen to Gregor!
Because you'll have someone who speaks troll, and I'll turn out his lights.
It's a crystal construct. Pretty apparent that the only thing related to that
world.
We could also try to find a crystal troll to consult.
Then we can get money to take troll language lessons.
That's labeled as door. Awesome.
I was just gonna say, can we go take a look around some more?
I would just like to say, let's take the crystal that activates the thing.
How well in that hole is that goblin? Because I really want to.
Let's take the goblin, take the crystal, block off the thing, go back to town, say, here's your thing,
first,
here's where everything
exploring.
Is, give us our money. What
yes,
do you want
basically,
now?
Basically, we'll do that, but we have to make sure to get as much glassware as possible.
Oh, yeah, no, and taking with us as much glassware
this
as possible.
This thing seems powerful enough that if we find someone who speaks troll and can control
it's
it that
probably
way.
Best to just let the townspeople deal with that.
You know what? We're lucky that we couldn't activate it and make
you
it walk through because it would have smashed all that glass.
Yes.
Oh,
you made it stop! This
we
thing is a
there.
Piece of crap!
We're gonna go to the door.
Hey, I held it down.
I was just gonna say
perception
that.
A few times in this room.
Basically,
yeah.
I was just gonna say
roll perception, check for traps.
I don't think perception is required to find the door.
If you find someone who's controlling, you can
sort of
get
that.
The thing to dig its own way out.
Do you have any firecrackers?
That's not our problem.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we wanted it, get
also, we might want to mention that it's slightly damaged. Sorry.
Ah, yes.
Not that much, though.
Secondhand.
I can ride
have
it.
Blood.
No, Grankor, you're not riding the laser
we
crystal
can put
acid.
A bridle on it.
What are you going to name it?
lady rape bot.
No. Just no.
Anyway. Alrighty. So, in these alcoves there and there.
I'll think considering that went way better than I thought it would.
Yes, yeah.
That could have been a big disaster. Nobody's even gotten injured yet.
Well,
I'm the best party leader in history.
You keep rolling ridiculously well.
You basically played this one as stupidly as possible to play it, and still came out smelling like roses.
That's the Sam John Brightwalker way.
I really don't like
remember the fire lizard fort?
Yep, that.
We read
all I'm learning here is that my way works. That's what I'm learning. Best leader in history.
Start building characters. Both parties.
You could learn a few things from
it. In fact, let's just kill everyone. Rocks fall.
I'll be careful.
Oh my, do they fall.
No, you're learning the wrong lesson.
Yeah, but we had that way we walked through
that's
it
right,
and then
the
back out.
You all start
you
living in the impulse.
Back
zone.
Again.
Ah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I shoved that goddamn thing over.
And I love you for it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, we need big bird rocks.
Big bird rocks?
Yeah.
Big Balinese wheel money?
You know, the big bird rocks.
Oh, those rocks.
Oh.
Yes, we'll bring some of them.
Big bird
rocks.
They're hey, a door!
Whoa, really?
You haven't been here very long, have you?
I don't know if you want to be opening any more doors at this point. Lord knows what's behind it.
You forget briefing him like 15 minutes ago in the other room.
No! I just don't like him very much.
I think that's the first time he's actually remembered something about him.
Alright.
It's been a traumatic several minutes. Alright, who wants to go through the door?
I assumed you had gone through the door and revealed it.
Well,
oh.
Yes, we have.
What on earth gave you that idea?
I figured it was the only way to get me through the door.
I figured you just killed all the goblins. Wait, does this work for everything? If we just keep talking, will he do the adventure for us?
I can, I'm just giving him the
wait, did I just have a stroke? Or does nobody remember how we got here?
Got where?
No, I'm pretty sure you're okay this time, Greg.
Alright.
I have a feeling I'm going to be making a habit of shoving things to the ground.
It's a good option. It works well.
You should bring that back into your home life.
Yeah.
Hi, honey. Guess what I learned at D&D?
I learned something in Edmonton.
Now you're prone, and I can do whatever I want.
Now Adam's hardcore.
Now Adam's gonna sneak attack you.
All right. Hi, Heather. How's it going? Sorry about this.
It's
the rules.
Alrighty, so.
And then Corey will come and take the crystal out of her butt.
Yeah. And all will be well.
Alrighty. Through the door is a pentagonal room, as you can see.
Oh, man.
Well, that must be natural.
It sounds like riddles.
This is where demons come from!
In the center of the pentagonal room, there is a pentagonal crystal set into the floor.
Nobody touch it!
This symbol engraved on it.
Nobody looked too closely.
I have a question. Me.
Yes?
Does my crystal have one of those? The one? Oh,
no.
Well, I guess Cyril probably has it.
No.
Do you have it now? Okay. Thanks. I don't wanna.
And
wait.
No, I'm not gonna put it back. It's fine. I learned my lesson.
In each,
fool me twice,
each
shame
of the
on
five
me.
Walls. There is an archway.
Oh.
One of them has dimly flickering light in the crystals lining the archway. The other ones are all dark.
I told you this smells like a riddle.
I remember seeing an episode of Star Trek like this.
No, you don't.
What's Star Trek?
He says things sometimes, and I don't
know. The space elves are from space.
But none of you know that.
Yeah, even I don't know
but
that.
But maybe we have Star Trek.
I suppose it's possible.
Elf Trek.
It was a bird performance.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's a cage.
I want this.
Wait, what?
No, that's okay.
I encountered five walls, one of them all have archways, one with a dimly shimmering light.
Okay, throw the goblin at the dimly shimmering white wall.
Which goblin?
It doesn't matter.
Look what happened the last time we let the smart goblin do something.
I guess it's the dumb goblin then. Crankor, throw the dumb goblin at the
light. Why not stick an inanimate object through first?
I do throw a goblin through the flickering light door.
Okay. The dumb one, though.
Is it a door? Do we know what it is?
Whatever it is, I throw it
at it.
We'll find out in just a moment. All right. Hey, they're good for something after all.
Awesome.
The goblin shrieks and flies through the archway and vanishes. Oh, we should have tied something to him.
We have another goblin.
Okay, tie a rope to the next one.
Why don't we ask? Let's ask the smartest goblin what it is first.
I don't know. I didn't really fiddle around with this stuff.
Let's find out.
I'm smart. I don't fiddle with stuff I don't understand.
Shut up.
I'm wrapping just enough rope that I have a tether on him.
Okay, nice.
But he's still tied.
Guess what you get to find out.
Oh, God!
Wait, did you remember to keep it? You're holding the other end.
Right here!
Just check it. That is something my character would do.
Are there Pearls of Annihilation or Spheres of Annihilation in this?
Well, we're about to find out.
Okay. All right,
so really need that goblin first.
He goes through the door.
And
you yank him back. I guess that'll be a strength check.
26?
Yoink.
So, what did you see?
Where did you go?
Did you see that other guy?
I think I was back here again.
Wait, what?
That was before that.
Did you go through time?
Awesome!
I think he went through time.
Let's listen to him explain that a little bit clearer.
Oh.
There was another room just like this one.
Was it in the future or the past?
No. Was the other goblin there?
No.
Did they
run through again and make him look for the goblin?
Did your opening credits for that adventure have a different sort of feel to them?
Nice.
Were they red?
Look, I said travel through time, not by dimension.
Well, this could be an issue.
All right. Look.
It was another play.
Look, if you see the other goblin, grab him and we'll drag you both back.
As you command, sir.
Oh! Are you being sarcastic?
Just no.
Are you a goblin that doesn't want its head?
Can I burn him now? I really don't like this.
You
guy.
Can burn him a little bit.
Just don't, really? Don't hit the rope.
Yeah, just.
Wait a sec. I'm going to go through.
Wait.
And you pull me back.
No.
Okay.
No. No.
Bad crank.
No.
I totally do it.
Okay. If we let the smartest goblin through again, he's likely to cut the rope and try to escape, even though it's in an unfamiliar location. He's gonna try.
All right.
He's gonna do nothing.
Let's throw the new squirrel through.
Hey, wait.
He's about the right size.
I'll go through.
I knocked that goddamn thing over for you. Be a little appreciative.
I like to picture this as we're all arguing about this, and Cyril's just like, "I'll go through."
Yeah.
That's your thing you said today.
Other than hello.
Right. You're going through?
With a rope tied to me.
You don't need a rope. We know you're coming back.
No, tie a rope.
We're not made
tying
of ropes,
a rope. Guys, I have
guys,
a rope.
Guys, tie the rope. Oh. But no one hold on to it.
Nice. No, let's hold on.
Okay, I'll tie. You have a rope. I'll tie your rope around you. I'll hold you.
I'm going to go.
Look, those girls are getting along.
Through the other end, you enter a pentagonal chamber. It isn't exactly like this room. I don't have a map of it because it's so similar. I was going to use this in here.
Can you hear us?
No, can't.
Yeah, that was easy. That.
So sound doesn't travel through.
So,
well, we can't see through it either.
So this, let's see.
We just see a rope going to nowhere.
Stargate does radio waves.
Her mom's right.
That's true.
She has a radio and she listens to music on
it. Okay, actually, it was the far wall over here.
Wait,
this,
so radio waves travel through a Stargate, but light doesn't?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's kind of
it's weird.
It is
yeah,
weird.
Please do not examine that
like
issue too closely.
That's why I hate Stargate.
It's all a question
like
of wavelengths, you know?
And I've never watched.
Well, you've been through, when you go through Stargate, you know how it all bends and shit. So
we've all been through
Stargate. The light on the other end is all the light that's coming through, but it's all distorted.
Yeah.
No.
I made that all up.
Yeah.
I know.
Actually, for Stargate.
Sounds like
actually,
this.
Oh, wait, you can't because it's canceled.
The real explanation is that a Stargate actually has a microscopic.
happened?
Wait, the real explanation?
Yes.
For the thing that doesn't exist?
Yes.
All right.
Also, hey, we spent how long discussing equestrian politics and stuff like that? Anyway.
Equestrian is a real place?
Anyway.
So you didn't make it very far.
It exists in your heart.
And even if it was still on,
we have done two or three
like
completely apocalyptically stupid things since you left.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With not a second thought.
Anyway, so there's
that's the problem, I'm afraid.
Another pentagonal.
I've played two wars, and I just walked through a thing that I don't know.
We're not hearing this.
Not like that.
And so you see, there's more dark arches in this.
This is a prepackaged
version of it. And there is a stairwell leading down over there. There is another pentagonal crystal in the floor. And it has
another pentagonal crystal.
This
where
one.
Was the first one?
This one. Yeah,
it looks
like this.
Right
you're
now.
Really,
and
you're
it's,
in
got,
the it's got
a
this symbol on it. This
one.
Symbol.
I like a pair of eyes.
Activated.
As I like to see it. It's the happy place.
Walk through the archway.
Can you stick your head through?
Walk through, holding the other end of his rope.
No!
First
of all,
he's got the rope.
Yeah.
You pick up the squirrel that's right beside you.
Are you now carrying two things?
Look, here's an idea. If we're going to go exploring weird unknown portals, maybe we should sleep first so that we're all fresh. And
we are all fresh!
No, I don't have any action points or boots of jaunting.
Actually, you did two encounters, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess I have an action point again. Cool. Hooray! Well, my boots are jumping. That's not such a big deal.
Two stupid encounters.
You know what?
They were wonderful.
You know what? Hey, wait. I've got an idea, guys. Stay with me on this. Let's just activate and deactivate the spider a couple more times, and then we'll have two action points.
No. So your clever idea is to stick the power crystal back into the...
And then yank it back out real fast.
I'm going to walk back through.
All right.
On my own, I'm going to try
yes.
and...
It seems like metagaming somehow.
Any of the other gates in that room
it's
lit?
It's physics.
Let's double check that. I don't think so.
It's like when we're with the stick.
Nope.
Wait,
okay.
What? Nope.
The other goblin wasn't there.
Oh.
There's a stairwell.
We probably went down the stairs. He probably screamed randomly.
Did I throw him down the stairwell?
There's a different symbol on the floor.
Yes.
We should go back to town and finish what we're doing and then maybe look at this.
I agree.
My party would never have let that goblin go.
Yeah, they were like, someone so much escape.
We
didn't let him
what
go
did we
so
do
much
with the train captain? What did we do to the train captain? Tell him what we did with the train captain.
Oh, and when we get back to town, let's see if the trial's happened yet.
The train captain. We saved the goblin.
I'm so mad at that guy.
He witnessed this trial.
We're going back to this town until I see justice is done.
Yep. This was the guy they encountered in their very first adventure.
He was
the train captain who had made a deal with the goblin bandits who was going to sell
them weapons. Exactly.
I'm pretty sure we killed
both of
them.
Right.
Anyway, they can't. they'll come back and
nearly killing
so
them.
So
they can't
actually. Smarty Pants misses a check in with whoever he needs answers to.
But no, they left him with one.
Dude, you're taking way too much responsibility for this game.
Basically, in town, we play.
And then we went somewhere
Phoenix
and caught a goblin that was dealing with him.
Awesome. They went out and caught a goblin that had been dealing with him and brought him back to act as a witness in the trial. It's just incredible. They want this guy to go to trial.
It's more like I want this guy to go to trial. It's really only
we all do.
Do you? I thought I was the only one who's.
Then why would a pirate want that?
I'm not a pirate.
Broke?
Yes, I'm not a pirate.
Yeah.
Effectively,
but he swashbuckles and drinks whey grog.
I like whey grog. That doesn't make me a pirate.
Whey grog.
It's grog with whey bread in it.
Anyway, so
it's disgusting.
Let's commence packing of the glassware.
Yes, Crancor, you don't have to help.
We do have one other pack mule.
Watch the goblin. Just make sure he doesn't.
Wait, Crancor, play with the goblin, but don't let it escape.
Whee!
Yes! Exactly right!
How many of us get showered in goblin puke?
Oh, God. 26. So. Anyway.
At which point, I attempt to throw the goblin through one of the other archways.
Crunch!
Alright. Nope!
Oh, so the dark archway.
Should have let me drown you!
Oh, apparently not. Good
to know.
close examination of these symbols and pillars?
You're not making good use of my massive intellect here.
How fast are you going? You're spinning around.
I don't know. I wasn't.
You're not that smart, are you?
I like to think that we're smarter than him. I mean, he's just the smartest.
I'm finding that out. I like to think I was smarter before I joined the party.
A lot of people say that.
All right. So you have the.
William doesn't so much sleep anymore. He's just weep quietly to himself.
How are you going to... what are you guys doing?
How would I find out if these symbols are trollish?
All right, you would make
knowledge nature?
Knowledge, not nature.
Arcana?
Arcana. Yes.
History?
All right, I got a plus one for Arcana. This
should
be easy.
6.
15.
2.
10.
23.
Nice!
They do resemble trollish symbols.
I rolled a 23. Come on. What do they mean?
25 is like a master thing. They don't really seem to mean anything, really. It's just this seems like
a placeholder.
No, it doesn't seem to mean anything. It's this.
Wait a minute. Before we go back,
are there any symbols on my crystal? Did I ask that already?
Oh, okay.
Are there any symbols on my crystal? Did I ask that already?
Who were you working for?
Wait, Brian?
The smartest goblin.
Oh.
I was going to sell this weapon to some fire lizards.
Oh, those guys.
Yes.
Well, we already killed them.
It's a good thing the dwarf is drunk right now, or he'd be so angry.
That's unfortunate. All right, if they're dead, I was going to sell it to some elves.
Didn't we kill a bunch of them, too?
I'm an elf. How much do you want for it?
I'll sell it to humans, then.
Well, just bring it back to town. We'll just bring it back to town, then.
How are we going
to
bring it back to town?
How did it get into here, or was it, like, always here?
It was here.
Like, how did you find it?
Well, we were exploring this place, and then it started killing us. So I guess it found us.
Wait. When it killed the people you sold it to, then who were you going to sell it to?
The next one down the line, I guess, but I was expecting...
You're not really that smart, are you?
Oh, so yeah, being able to sell it to a whole lot of different people sequentially is not smart.
Whatever.
Your
financial plan is dubious at best.
Very well, you got me.
That's right, Sam John 1, Goblin 0.
Oh, yeah. You're at the age when you should be thinking about your future. We have a tavern which
No. A, we don't have a tavern, and B, no. This guy would steal our tavern. We come back and be all like, this is my tavern now.
That would stop them from arms dealing.
Oh, nice.
He'd start dealing arms out of the tavern.
Sort of a house.
Humans.
Maybe a halfling house. Am I right?
Yeah!
Woohoo!
I just touched you.
We don't have halflings.
I don't know what to say to that. I really don't.
All right. Okay, so backing up once again, what is your plan?
Barricade the hold of the thing is
whatever
pack up the glassware and go back to town.
Why are we going back to town?
Because
we sell the glassware and to get the humans to bring crap so they can take their
piece
of crap.
To get paid.
Out what the rooms are.
We're coming back.
With a bunch of other people.
Let us go through
doors. If we bring back a bunch of other people, then we find treasure.
We don't have to tell them.
They might not let us throw goblins through rooms.
And come out with big sacks of
gold.
We come out in
the same
place.
I propose a compromise. William, you can stay behind.
True. Okay. It works for me.
Enjoy your mysterious runes and whatever death you may find.
We can also ask people in town or find some information about the symbols.
Okay. Honestly, our job isn't to explore that thing. I don't even show of hands, who even cares about that?
Mystery. Anybody? Fuck that.
Does anybody really care what's behind the mystery?
If it gets us closer to another location with another city, it's possibly a faster travel route.
We have to keep going back to town until the trial's over.
Yeah, but
the boring room for
it. It's faster.
I know, it was a screw you for Lorraine.
What happens if there's another crystal thing.
You mean the portal room to fuck with the player who doesn't play this campaign?
Well, then we should probably stay well clear of it.
Lorraine is playing a very scholarly and book-obsessed centaur. And so I had the ruins have this massive library packed completely full of books. Only the monster that was lurking in that room and had been lurking there for centuries was Memory Moss that eats memories.
Oh.
So I have all the books 100% blank.
Oh.
That's me.
The rest of the party was like, this is the boring room.
Right.
We're leaving.
Didn't you say they used it as like a garbage room or something after that?
Yeah, did they start to
mention they had a big library that they were using as like a trash?
Yeah, they were. Well, there was this one. They killed this undead creature, and then they were like, this thing was really annoying.
Oh, great.
We need to punish it by leaving its corpse in the boring room. So they went through the dead bodies in the boring room as punishment for having closed them or something.
There was one book that had some text. That was the Care and Maintenance of Equines.
Horses. Horse training book.
Is this before or after the carriage tried to attack her?
That was before.
All right.
Wait! If I can leave your rape master, she might be able to haul this thing out of here.
It won't fit down
the
tunnel.
It won't fit down the tunnel.
We have to dig it out then.
And I'm not letting the goblin dig again.
We have to dig it out, and we don't want to dig it out, so we're getting people to dig it out for us.
Hey, we need a goblin digging team, am I right? Am I right?
No.
Oh, okay.
I am a little curious to see what's on the other side of this, because I've never seen a room like this before.
If we
go back to town, we'll probably end. At beach, we'll go home, never know.
It's only 9 o'clock. We'll come back.
Yeah, we just be
but
like, we're going there.
I don't want to go
no.
for several days.
We're going
back to town to bring back other people to dig, and then we go continuing to discover what's in this.
That can happen in 5 minutes if we just say that's what we're doing.
Also,
I think he means in-game.
The minute we get back to town, you're going to dick around looking for evidence.
What? I just have to click on everything and talk to everybody. It's fine.
I have to pee. Because I'm not invested
so,
in the campaign.
So do I, actually.
Decision. Actually, I also have to pee. Bathroom break.
Alright, so I'll take a vote as to how many people want to investigate further as our continuing adventure for this evening. All in favor, say aye.
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 Go through the hole. That's
I get a vote?
No.
Okay.
Cyril, and then Crankworth will pick you up, and then Crankworth, you squeeze and walk your move function.
Oh
move action, and then you put them both down, and then you both could have gone.
Yeah.
Brian totally would have put up that.
He could have carried me through halfway, and then I could have gone through the rest of the way.
It's like you're a two-stage rocket.
Yeah, it's like the end of Gurren Lagann, where it's just robots all the way down.
Awesome. Okay, so we're going through the hole?
Yeah.
All right.
The vote was taken while you were all away.
I was still there.
Nope.
You didn't vote.
I said nay.
So in order to get some stuff done, what's going on here? You're still on the other land.
I came back and told you. She came back anyway.
And walked through the door.
I still have her rope for some reason.
Yep.
So you come through, and at the same time, you watch him carrying him, holding your rope, go through that.
Are we at least going to go back to the same point first? We could buy equipment with all the money we have.
No, we're going through the hole.
I don't.
Money.
It's just happening.
Like squeezing.
I.
So I'm taking this teddy bear and leaving.
Basically, I've just accepted that this is what's going to happen, and we're just going to deal with it. All right, I guess we all just go through the hole.
Alrighty.
Besides, I have 2 action points. I don't want to lose the one of them.
Right.
Okay, so, continuing on now.
So you're
a compelling argument.
You're in the pentagonal room on the other side. Each wall is, I think, that's 20 feet. Yeah, about 20 feet long.
Is there a map for where we're going?
It's the same, exactly the same as that, except there isn't a tunnel leading.
Yeah, well, what about when we go down the stairs?
There's a stair.
Now,
all right, whoa. Right,
we could just be in the same location, but like further up or further down.
Ooh, or forward in time!
I hope.
Or backwards in time.
Our options are time, space, or very nearby.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking that it's probably a distance thing. It's more like a hump.
Wait, I don't like the sound of this. Are we in combat? Are we rolling for initiative?
I'm just checking some perception scores.
Maybe!
Maybe I should stealth down the stairs and see what's there and report back.
Ooh,
maybe.
I like that idea.
We're in the Feywild!
I don't think so. I always pictured the Feywild would have more mist. Personally. Like, mist everywhere, basically.
This party spent about 3 or 4 months of real time doing adventures in the Feywild before they figured out they were in the Feywild.
Did you notice all the mist?
It's his hypothesis.
Mist
all
everywhere.
The things in the Feywild are fetuses.
That's right.
So if we see a fetus, we know we're in the Feywild.
And that's not my character. That was actually world building.
Yep.
Anyway,
did you guys make thorough examinations of these symbols on the floor?
Yeah, there's
some
symbols.
We tried to figure out what they are, and they don't seem to be language related, but they're trollish.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's probably like the equivalent of like Trolley McTrollerson was here.
All right, Sam John, you can hear very distantly echoing up through the stairwell. Bird calls.
I can hear some birds, guys. Well, I should
pass it
on.
Goes down, right?
Yep.
Why would there be birds underground?
Use knowledge major,
aren't you? Wait a minute! I don't know what's going on, but I think I do.
Wait, maybe the stairs go up.
Or maybe.
No, they don't.
Okay, they go down. Oh, God, I see what you're saying. Oh, God.
What?
Maybe we're in the upside down world.
You didn't get that immediately from that?
Or maybe we're at the very top of a tower and technically they go up together.
Oh.
Well, I'm going to go find out what those birds are doing.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop right there. I will.
Next time we do world building,
I will
see the upside down world.
We have a ball pit.
I want to stealth my way down the stairs.
Can we knowledge nature to find out what type of birds they are?
I'm the only one who can hear them.
Does anyone else know where we are?
I can follow you.
Let me just
you want to ruin my stealth?
Anyone else know where we are? Like, if we're home after sunset, like, where do they go to find us?
Yes, somebody call your mom? What?
Okay, so
I mean, logically, we're in this world.
Did he just use the word logically?
Just don't.
You haven't been with us for very long. Yes,
but I'm picking up on it quite fast.
That's just what we're going to tell you whenever you think something's weird.
Okay.
Even if we think it's weird, we're just going to say that. Okay.
Like, don't ask about the cleavers.
Yeah. just don't. Oh, I wish we were joking.
I had them tied to fucking horses' shins.
they found like 15 meat.
Screaming door.
Fire lizard.
Yep.
And a screaming door.
It's an alarm door.
It's a door with an alarm thing.
The dwarf is carrying it.
And so it's like, it's worth money. Let's rip it out.
It screams for 28 minutes exactly once it's opened.
Yep.
And miracle data.
For an hour.
Mm-hmm.
That was indefinitely.
No. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's been screaming this whole time, hasn't it?
No. It's no wonder our stealth sucks so much.
No,
I wish it was open.
Or as long as the thing that went through didn't come back out.
I can't remember the exact details.
It does
look
come.
Look it up if you want to.
Downstairs.
Right, I'm stealthing down.
You're stealthing
down. Stealthing down the stairs. I got a 28 for my stealth check.
Right.
So there's that.
All right, now you make a perception check as well.
All right, I make a perception check as well. I got a 24.
So, as soon as you go down the stairs,
I'm quiet and I can look at things. It's awesome.
That you are indeed at the top of a really tall tower.
I knew it.
The
stairs do go up.
Wait, how tall?
The five walls. It's a.
Oh God, no.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. It's not an 8 mile tall tower.
Jesus, I don't want to go to
water.
I don't want to go to that place.
No, it's not 8 miles tall.
Wait, is this a troll? Is this like a crystalline tower made by trolls or of trolls? Possibly.
It's not crystalline.
Wait, 80 feet?
About 80 feet tall.
That's not that tall.
It's a multiple of eight
school buses,
and the stairs go down around the hollow interior of this pentagonal tower.
Sounds like water has made it.
There are some windows in there in the walls that let sunlight in through, and you can
that
hear
doesn't sound like my
birds
drawings.
And
stop it.
Rustling wind.
Shh, I'm stopping.
Rustling wind and leaves outside.
Okay.
The floor at the base of the tower is completely overgrown with huge tree roots and stuff like that. And the floor all seems heaved up and stuff.
Is there anything that's trying to kill, that might try to kill me?
Not that you can see.
Look out the window!
Signs of the goblin!
I'm gonna look out the window and look for signs of the goblin. In that order.
All right. Looking out the window, you see a jungle stretching out.
It's jungle.
Wait, did we make any?
God
yes.
damn it!
Where did
we've
we make
got
jungle?
Some very thick forests in all several right. locations. I think specifically the jungle was near the swamps.
Okay. That's
going home.
But he might have, you know, altered things.
It's true.
Suddenly there's a pitter-patter of little feet that goblin pushes you over the edge.
How did he get? How did I get past him on the stairs without seeing him?
He's got really
stealth.
Good stealth.
Wow. And he got past my 24 perception check, too.
Anyway,
that's really great.
You know he's been bluffing the entire time. He's actually a ninja.
A ninja goblin?
Yes.
Impossible.
Oh, okay.
That's ridiculous.
Why would you
have
by eating the candy?
You don't even know that ninjas exist. You don't even have a word for them.
Anyway, okay, so that's what's
do I do I see any sign of the other
you
goblin?
You see no sign of the goblin.
He probably got
it. Safe.
Yeah, it seems to be.
Cool.
So that's the best trump down the stairs.
Oh, it seems to be. I mean, I can't say
you're all
for sure.
Down the stairs?
We're all
okay.
coming along.
It's the same. It's the same as I think.
Extra perception.
I have a mount.
Where's the safe part?
Wait, am I rolling for initiative? You look like you're going to roll.
Perception check.
Yeah, but you've got the big dice out.
I've been rolling. Yeah, but
can you give us a bonus to perception?
I already perceived. Wait, should I perceive again?
You don't get far away.
I don't think so. I've percepted as much as I'm going.
Maybe if you level up, you can perceive again.
Well, fine. Well, let's just stop playing and we'll start again next time.
How often
do
you
spend
23.
Well,
any of these. I'm not right now, but I mean, like, can I use a feat like all the time, or do I have to actually, you know, get some?
Oh,
well, feats are all the time things.
They just happen.
Things and stuff like that. So
all the damage we've done
like
is basic attacks got a plus two.
I see.
Yes. Well,
I didn't know.
Well, that doesn't. Yeah. Wouldn't that be incorporated into the cards and stuff?
Normal.
Oh, no, this is just a normal.
I have a feat of Lend Strength. Ally gains plus two damage.
Oh, I see. To allies.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Not me, but everyone else.
And I'm currently holding you up by arms.
Yes. I have a mount.
If the mount is holding you, I don't think that counts.
What will you name it?
Crankcore.
That feat probably only applies when you.
And Goblar.
Yeah, I think that's probably the case.
Are you using the new squirrel to make up for the goblin you lost? Are you lonely?
Yeah.
Are you desperately lonely?
Strength, like,
well, keep it to yourself.
I'm pretty sure it's
just something that happens
words.
All the time.
Yeah.
Feats are just something that happens all the time. So anybody,
well, I'm sure that text
ooh,
that's been
ooh, except
yes.
in extreme cases of thalidomide.
Yeah, it's definitely
feet don't happen.
Yeah.
I,
the one where he's like, you hit him.
It's,
well, no,
it's important to say feats don't fail me now, too.
Lend strength.
It's always active, I agree.
Always, and it just says allies gain plus two damage with basic attack. With
basic attack,
oh,
you
grant.
There you go.
So every time I call for an attack.
There's
yeah.
two lines.
Yeah.
Don't just read the first line.
Oh, okay. So
read it all the way through to the end.
Anytime
you still
I'm.
Need to do perception checks.
19.
19. Perception check.
That was 11 plus 14.
Okay.
11 plus 14 is 25.
Wow.
Yes. I'm really good, yeah.
That's amazing. How come your perception is plus 14? Wow, mine's only 10.
Alrighty.
Or
so
8.
The wizard is so intelligent that he's mathematically altered the problem.
You must be thinking of a different wizard than the one we have.
I assume you have the cleverest goblin with you.
Yeah.
We'll make a perception check
on the end of a okay. on the end of a tether.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm
what
I
have we not
so well.
What are we
he's
failing
not,
to see? What is going to kill us?
Well, when you reach the bottom of the stairs, roll for initiative.
I said it seems safe. Seems.
Is it the entire tower? Is the tower attacking us?
It would be. Wouldn't it? At this point.
One.
Come on. 13.
Add plus two, everybody.
14.
Four.
15.
All right, well, you've won
Eight.
Initiative.
Woo!
But
14.
It's a surprise round since none of you.
No.
I got a 24.
How I have,
you've got that thing.
Yeah. I have a daily. This is a daily.
All right.
Okay. What does it do?
Tasty alert. Surprise round begins and you are conscious.
Okay, check.
That is wrong. Yes. Yeah. You and each surprised ally in burst. Each target is not surprised and gains a bonus to AC and reflex equal to your intelligence modifier plus 2 until the end of my next turn. Should I burn this?
Do it.
We don't know what's going to attack us.
At this point, yeah.
Can we see it yet? Or is it just like...
Frankly, I'd like to think that we're not going to get surprised a bunch more times today.
It's a surprise round.
Yeah,
it seems safe.
Hasty alert. It's a...
I assume it would be
a trigger.
Surprise round begins.
I just don't know how we could... I got a 24.
Yeah.
Should be an immediate interrupt.
It just makes me sad.
Is that an action?
It is...
Well, it's kind of useless if it doesn't work like that.
It's utility power.
It's in the upper left.
I mean, because if you can't use it when you get surprised, then there's no point to the thing.
Yeah, no.
So
it's kind of useless.
All right, so I use hasty alert. Everybody now has, you're not surprised, you gain a bonus to AC and reflex.
Whoa, I thought I was surprised by this, but I'm not.
Okay.
You get bonus AC and reflex plus 2 until the end of my next turn.
I guess just before it pops out, you think, look out, guys!
Hey, look!
It's probably a good thing
squeak,
you did
squeaker,
that.
Squeak, squeak, squeak.
It's probably a very good thing you did that.
That's okay. Not comfortable. I don't gain these bonuses, but you guys do, all so right. Do something good with them.
I always do something good with them.
There is AC and reflex.
Ooh.
Curled up amongst the tree roots, there is a giant constrictor snake.
Well, why didn't I see it?
Because it rolled a 28 on its stealth.
Oh!
I got a natural
20. Damn stealthy snake.
Natural 20.
Well, I'm not going to be
so,
bad.
Should I knock it prone?
Why is it always snakes?
Knock a snake! I know!
Wait! I know how these things work!
Yeah?
Snakes?
Goblin! Are you still alive in there?
Are you going to cut it open?
There is a small bulge partway down.
I'm sorry. I mean, I know we joke a lot, but I
he's got
sorry.
Another one.
Yeah. We can get him out.
Let's do it.
You, teddy bear.
Yes.
Yell something in garble.
He's like John Voight in Anaconda. He might still be okay.
Don't die. How am I helping?
He's all left.
Crawl the other way.
How do you know he's not crawling the right way right now?
Well, he's going further in, isn't he?
I don't think we can tell.
Well, I need that ketchup package now.
Which way it's moving.
Oh, good. Oh.
Yeah.
Ketchup. Oh, yeah. I have real food. I forgot.
I should get the high ground.
Yeah.
Or fine.
But it's a giant snake.
Yeah.
It's a 3x3 ketchup package.
There we are.
It wouldn't really need
I noticed that this ketchup package happens to be huge sized.
Yeah.
So.
That's a big snake!
If they win, I'm gonna kill it.
Yeah. Who had to go down the stairs?
Alright,
so it's only about.
By the mark that Crankor had on it, so, because it would have been a square away from it.
Crankor can it attack while its mouth is on him?
No, he can't
it's
do
grabbed
that.
Me.
It's grabbed. Maybe it's coiled around.
Yeah, it's still marked. Though.
It's still marked, but it would be moot because.
I like to think that it only uses its mouth.
Well, the mark still applies. It's in bloody rage as well.
Yeah,
so this is
so if we all
so how high off the ground am I?
The stairs rise 20 feet with each side, so
I'm like 20 feet.
You're 20 feet up.
Okay, I'm not going to make it down that.
Don't.
I can.
It's only 2d10 points of damage.
You know, I've heard this before.
You can jump on its head. His head is.
Yeah, it's not like a grab. What would that be?
If you jump,
I'm riding
it. Might catch you.
I'd rather not, thank you. I would rather land on my head on the stone floor.